MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
All right. Well, Marie's not here. So, Kyle, guess what?
What's up?
You're promoted. Read one of the stories.
Oh, do I get to pick?
Yeah, bro, you're fucking in the fire.
Oh, man.
Pick one. Go for it.
Okay, let's see.
Whatever you want.
We're all even.
Ooh, let's start with Florida man snorts cocaine in front of cops.
Perfect. I don't have the song, so I'm not playing.
Oh, you don't have? Oh, my. That's the whole reason.
Marie's not here.
Everyone from Florida.
No, that's going to happen. I have the power. I have the power.
You might not be the brightest guy, but
Mom.
That's a standard story in Florida, though. I've shared cocaine with police in Florida.
There's a video. Do you want to play
allegedly,
the video?
Allegedly, 7 years ago.
Of course there's a video. Of course you pick the one that has a video. All right.
Everyone from Florida.
All right, everyone happy? Everyone fucking happy?
Oh, dude, I'm so happy.
Everyone from Florida is dumb. I might not be the brightest guy, but next to them my IQ's high. If they had guitars, here's how they'd start.
Marie's going to be so happy that this still happened.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Ah! Hippo Juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. Or you go to morelikeradio.com/live. Another good way to get contact with the show. Or you know what? You know what you could do? Go to Skype. Add us there, Hippo Juice Film. Today is July 5th, the day after Independence Day. Is there a name for that? Is there a holiday for today?
Boxing Day.
No, that's after Christmas.
Oh.
Dummy. Today is Groundhog's Day. Thank you for joining us. The number to call in, I already said that. Marie, don't call me Sarkeesian Lopez is here.
Oh, good evening, friends.
As you heard, Mersh is in the hizzy.
Yeah, I'm here. What of it?
Dutch is here as well.
Hi.
Despacito. Quiero respirar tu cuello despacito.
I'm going back to my lead-in music.
I
did a wedding this weekend with a whole lot of Puerto Ricans, and holy cow, do they love this song.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, first of all, Puerto Rican Americans.
That's a good point.
Well, they're just as American as we are, I guess.
No, but didn't they vote to be a state, I'm pretty sure?
They said no, but they're basically a territory.
They were like, nah, bro.
They said
cool.
No? I thought they said yes.
We cool.
Why would anyone want to join in on this shit show right now?
I don't know.
I guess Puerto Rico didn't say yes to the dress, huh?
No, I'm just sick of the lamestream media lying to us, you know?
You know, speaking of the media, I just want to dispel some rumors out there because I'm hearing a lot of chatter.
Yes.
Yes, we are in talks to acquire CNN right now, but we're waiting for the price to drop around $1,500.
Which we're thinking one more scandal and it's ours. Yeah, do we want to give a quick, for people that might not know who have been on the moon with their fingers in their ears? What's been going on with CNN today?
CNN decided to act like an angry middle schooler.
Uh-huh.
What'd they do?
CNN stands for Cyberbully News Network.
What'd you do?
This is in fact true. As they plan to out some poor, probably some teenager with pimples.
So, yeah, they went on a... basically found out... They, according to them, they found who made that meme of the Trump... a punching CNN in the face. Basically, they put the CNN logo over an old WWF clip when Trump was punching some... Who was he punching, actually?
I think it was Vince, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Vince McMahon. Correct, yes. So they put CNN on his head, and, you know, Trump tweeted it out, and everyone lost their fucking minds.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, I mean, everybody lost their fucking minds.
You would think Like, these people are absolutely, like, they're in the streets frothing at the mouth. You'd think that we were, like, drone striking innocent people in Syria.
Right.
Or, like, reinstalling governments.
Why are they getting mad? Maybe the fact that the sitting president is tweeting out WWE memes.
He's inciting
violence. Well, so here's what happened. No one's saying, look, no one's defending Trump, but we are saying this.
Well, I'm defending Trump.
Well, mercies. But my point is, okay, no matter whether you're defending Trump or not, that's inconsequential. Whether you like Trump or not, doesn't matter. But here's the point. CNN went out of their way to find some dude on Reddit, and they told him this, and this is the problem. Do we? I want to read it directly. Marie, can you pull it up? I want to read directly what CNN
It was the
said.
Most.
Was it in
It
your
was
prep?
The most thinly veiled threat I've never seen.
Yeah. CNN said to, something to the effect of, and I'm paraphrasing here, that they found him. And by the way, Han Solo's asshole was his name?
It's Han Asshole Solo.
Han Asshole Solo.
How did he get that?
There's a video on this article. CNN blackmail outrage after network appears to threaten Reddit user.
Yeah, pop it in the MLR chat. I'll pop it up.
Show did. All right. Brand.
Fox News. Here
there.
So they basically doxed a guy or threatened to dox him over a meme.
All right. Here we go. CNN was facing a most universal backlash on Wednesday after running an article on Reddit user who made an anti-CNN wrestling themed GIF tweeted by President Trump over the weekend. And seeming to imply the network would reveal the person's identity if he re-African-American on his apology. So, yes, CNN basically...
Apology for putting out a funny meme?
Yes, they made him apologize.
They said that they're
not going to reveal his name, but if he puts up stuff like that again, they reserve the right to. So they're basically blackmailing somebody.
But
swear
to God, let's be fair here. They're not blackmailing him,
African American mailing,
because of the stupid Trump one, because that's just a goofy meme. He's not in trouble for that.
No,
he made another meme,
correct,
that people are leaving out, which is why he's afraid of being outed, in which he took pictures of all of the executives and all of the higher ups at CNN that may or may not, well, no, they all were of maybe the Jewish persuasion,
correct.
So he just took all picture of everybody that worked for CNN and added Israeli stars to their pictures. And that's why they're getting him in trouble.
Yeah.
Now, here's the point. Whether you like whether he did that or not, the journalist shouldn't be blackmailing people. You know, he had the freedom of speech to do what he wanted. They basically said, if you do this again, we're going to release your name.
We're going to do what teenagers do on the internet. We're correct. Going to cyberbully you and dox you into doing what we want.
Even people
and
Sorry, Dutch, go ahead.
I was going to say, and they're basically, they're citing anti-Semitism, I'm assuming.
Well, no.
Yeah, that's what they always do. Literally all he did.
Which is fine, but even people on the left, Vox and Salon, are not defending CNN. They're saying, no, this is bullshit. You can't do this. You know?
To provide context, all he did was take a picture of all of the people at CNN that are Jewish and put a picture of a Jewish star on their pictures. That's all he did. So let's look at this in context.
Right.
He didn't do anything.
He really didn't, know.
He didn't write like, these, you know, whatever, gas him. No, he just compiled a collection of pictures and said, here are a list of Jewish people at CNN. That's all he did. But they're... Of course, even that nowadays is anti-Semitism.
Yeah, how dare you for pointing out things.
But granted, it is thinly veiled anti-Semitism. I'm not defending the guy.
Logo in a wrestling ring, and they're wondering why that clip of something that was scripted and staged has people so much more upset than something else that was recently scripted and staged.
If you're afraid of standing up to God's chosen people, give me a hell yeah.
Hell yeah!
Hell yeah.
If you think the media and the government are colluding to hurt Donald Trump, I say give me a hell yeah.
What?
What?
What? What?
Oh, my God. It's really just getting ridiculous.
If there's a play in the park about Shakespeare and Donald Trump gets murdered on stage, that's okay. That's entertainment. But somehow pro wrestling is real. Where else but in the media would their minds go there? But
But it is real. Like, let's to be fair, it is real.
It's still real.
Because
to me.
I still remember SummerSlam 95 mm-hmm. when Undertaker had to ascend into the heavens. I watched that live on television. That happened. I saw it happen. I mean, it was technically it was Marty Jannetty, and it was they did a lot of smoke stuff, but still it happened. Don't tell me it's fake. I watched him ascend into the heavens and then come back from whence he came on the third day. The Undertaker came back in time for Raw.
I think he just was getting a surgery done. That's why he was gone.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hamstring.
Yeah.
Looking for a way to be offended, and they're going to find it no matter how irrational it is. And it's just wearing thin.
This morning, counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, accused mainstream outlets of trying to interfere with the president as he tries to make his points. And Conway expressed frustration that widespread coverage of tweets is overshadowing coverage of other things happening, like the passage of Kate's Law on Friday. The long weekend of media criticism did continue on Twitter today, where the president wrote this, quote, "At some point, the fake news will be forced to discuss our great jobs numbers, strong economy, success with ISIS, the border, and so much else. There have been questions about how tweets like that one are helping advance the president's legislative agenda. And as it turns out, Republicans in the Senate say the tweets aren't much of a distraction."
So basically CNN blackmailed somebody, and that's what it is. It's blackmailing. They blackmailed somebody and mm-hmm. said, don't do this. And now WikiLeaks posted a couple hours ago. I shared it on my Facebook wall.
Marie, call Ryan.
WikiLeaks posted on my I posted on my Facebook. They posted that CNN got the wrong guy at Reddit. That wasn't the guy who made the original meme.
Whoever made the meme, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You're threatening to destroy a guy's life because he posted a meme you didn't, because of bad think.
Yep.
This is insane.
Yep.
This is, I've been upset about, you can ask Royce. Usually
he
Royce
was really angry.
Royce and I can have a conversation.
Yeah.
Without skipping a beat. And I was stuttering and stammering.
Yeah.
So much on the way here today because I was just so like, dude, like I was angry. I was physically angry at just the whole way the press has conducted themselves for the past 2 years, but specifically the last year. It's been insane.
This is the exact quote. CNN is not publishing Han Asshole Solo's name because he is a private citizen who has issued an extensive statement of apology, which is fine. If they would have stopped there, that's fine.
Apologize.
No, honestly, even if they wrote that statement, so because he apologized to your people.
Fair point. I see what you're saying.
You're not outing him? Go fuck yourself.
So anyway, an extensive statement of apology showed his remorse by saying he has taken down all his offending posts. And because he said he's not going to repeat this ugly behavior on social media again, the article stated, CNN reserves the right to publish his identity should any of that change.
This is why the left is disgusting.
That's from the article directly.
They don't.
That is pathetic.
They say things like troubling behavior and problematic and
Is this because of the CNN meme or because of the names?
Well, they wanted to find out they wanted to find out who made the CNN meme.
Uh-huh.
And they went into CNN. They spent money on a journalist, air quotes, to go find out
who made the meme.
Correct.
And then they found him, and then they blackmailed him, or did something else happen in between?
Nothing. They found him, and they found that he was also posting, like Merced, Jewish stars on basically the people that work at CNN. And they told him, and I'll read it again.
By the way, for the record, can I just point out one thing
that
I think is hilarious? When they outed him for being the guy that made the picture of the CNN personnel with Jewish stars.
Yeah.
There were so many of them, they had to crop the photo.
That's pretty funny.
I'm just saying.
It's pretty funny.
Objectively,
that's funny.
Objectively, I don't want you guys to dox me. I'm just saying, it's pretty funny.
Yeah. It's kind of funny.
What is their end game here? Are they trying to get people to stop making fun of them? Like, I don't know what their point is.
Well, here's the thing. And here you go, Dutch. As you can see, that it's not just the conservatives that are losing their mind over
what
this.
What was enraging?
Jermaine Lopez, who works for
Jermaine Jackson 5.
Jermaine Lopez, white guy,
who who works for Vox, who we know is a liberal outlet, says, problem is the internet is not proportional. The person was a jerk, sure, but revealing his ID would lead to death threats, job risk, etc. I can't emphasize how bad this is on CNN's part. This is basically, don't post stuff we don't like or we'll dox you. Extremely unethical.
But what didn't they like? That they've put CNN's logo
this is
on they don't face? Care about that. Can they I just wanted that? A story.
This is more than just CNN. This is an entire ideology. This is an entire movement. It's a confederation of everybody
Confederation of the willing.
But it's this weird alliance of the press and feminism and liberal academia and all these. There's this like hatred of like what makes us kind of corny, but also what kind of makes us great in America. That like kind of Midwestern country bumpkin, dumb wrestling, Trump, the whole thing. They just hate it. But right. instead of, it's not a matter of we hate this so much, we need to change how we got here. They've gotten to the point now where they're just like, they're willing to burn everything down.
Oh yeah,
if that's what it
Absolutely.
Takes.
Yeah.
And they're willing to out people and they're willing to ruin the lives of regular fucking idiot Reddit posters.
Yep.
But the thing is that, like you were saying, they're willing to get to that point where they just lose all journalistic credibility if they have any shred of it left.
If they have it,
because of this stuff, because they hate him so much.
It's not just him they hate, though.
Right. You know what I mean?
There is an idea of America that these people cannot stand.
And what do you think that is?
Make America great again?
Again, it's things that can be both good and bad. You know, traditionalism, as much as people go, oh, this isn't a Christian country. Fine, not, but it is majority Christian country. It always was, and we had no problems when it was. I'm not saying atheism's bad. I'm saying this idea that we need to, like, diversity is our strength. Well, it's not fucking Europe's strength right now. It's certainly not.
True.
So why are we, you know, it's just there's this idea of the country bumpkin, NASCAR, Kid Rock, Bud Light, fucking Mountain Dew, fucking
rock,
KFC,
rock flag and eagle.
Presents
Night of Champions on WWE Network.
You just named a lot of things that made me really excited. What are we doing later?
But that is this. They fucking hate that on the left. They do. Like if you mentioned all those things right now to Bill Maher, he would roll his eyes. The left hates that, and CNN is part of that. CNN's not part of this it's an insidious plan. what it is, CNN's trying to turn the frogs gay. It's not that. It's not that extreme. But CNN profits from viewership of people that are fucking nuts on the left, and they made money off this dumb Russian circus. Their own producer was caught on tape saying, we're making a whole bunch of money on this nothing burger bullshit. Like it's so they're just as guilty for profiting from it, but there's a whole other wave of America.
And then what everybody said was when they caught the CNN guy, which we talked about a little bit, but basically saying
caught him like he did something.
No,
you know what I mean?
But my point is saying that you know, we don't have anything on Russian Trump. That's a big nothing burger. That's just for ratings. Our ratings have never been better. Then everyone's like, yeah, but that's Veritas. That was the same people that blah, 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 blah. It doesn't matter who recorded it. He fucking said it.
Bro, they edited the video out. Yeah, I'm sure they cut a good 30 minutes where he was walking around and he went and got a soda before he met with the guy. Yeah, you cut those parts out of the video, you fucking asshole. They still have him on tape saying, we're full of shit.
Yeah.
It's like if you got a clip of some, like I know we've done out of context things on the radio in the past, like where we joke around like, say, you know, we've taken clips and added them to the soundboard. But I mean, even
fuck, I wish you would
have even out of context, you can hear in the like
what? Like, let's say you say what?
Let's say that, like, I fuck children. You know what I mean? Like,
there
you say that.
722. Perfect.
I got it.
Thank you.
Oh, I see what you did. No, but yeah. Even then, it's like, okay, we get it. It's a gag. But when you get a guy on video going, we're totally full of shit.
Right.
You know, it's just. Fuck, what more do you need, people? I still have people posting on my timeline like, Trump, these attacks on CNN. I'm like, how dare you? Fucking die.
No, but my
die
point is like, and Merce pointed out today, some news thing came up in on my Google Home, and it was Fox News. And at the end of it, they go,
I like to call it faux news.
I fucking hate you.
Oh, I've never heard that.
Well, it was... And at the end of it goes, fair and balanced. And he goes, wow, that's not even ironic anymore. I mean, compared to CNN, now Fox News is way more balanced. And it's true. You know, it's really weird. No, dude, for real.
No, it is. It is. Because
compared to,
because Fox is now wedged in between fucking BuzzFeed, The Guardian, and then, like, on the other side, Breitbart and InfoWars.
Trust me when
I tell you, brother. Fox News is where it's at.
Breitbart and InfoWars is fucking the militant right. It's the BuzzFeed and InfoWars are the militant side of each of their parties.
So
you know what I mean?
Are you saying that Fox News should change their tagline to, we told you we were fair and balanced?
That would be pretty funny.
Just saying. Like, now that we've seen more extremists.
Oh, my God, dude. I would buy a fucking shirt that said that. That would be hilarious.
And
you
just had all the logos of all the extremes of either side up there.
Fox News.
And at the bottom.
Fox News, we tried to tell you. Nobody wanted to listen to us.
I forgot. Did we play the...
We even brought in a bunch of blondes hoping that you would tune in.
Fox News. Miss Bill O'Reilly yet?
And again,
all right, not yet.
And again, I think we played this on the show last week, but just because I want to remind everybody.
Looks like a t-shirt that Hammy would wear.
This is the Antifa fighting camp.
We're trying to develop self-defense skills.
Antifa fighting camp?
Are there any guys at this event?
Oh, my God. They did the Antifa training camp and put canned heat from Jamiroquai.
Yeah, they did.
People who are not in power, the poor, the oppressed. We're invested in
this is amazing.
A force of resistance against the rising nature of fascism in this country and obviously the longer history of white supremacy.
I have heard 50 remixes of this video over the past few weeks. I have not heard Jamiroquai yet.
Stronger, at the end of the day,
are they fighting or are they dancing?
A lot of people think, like, when you learn how to fight, it's all about being aggressive and, like, learning how to, like...
Yes, that's literally... can I say something? That's literally the first thing you want to learn in a fight is be aggressive.
Aggressive.
You know, people think that fighting is just about physical violence and hitting each other. Yeah, it's pretty much most of it.
Kind of what it is,
they were stealing most of their moves from Bring It On.
Yeah.
They really were. And not even the black cheerleaders. Sadly, it was the white cheerleader moves.
Yeah. Because they didn't want to culturally appropriate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that would be inappropriate, bro. I mean, but I'm keeping the dreads, though.
We can't take any of the good fighting styles from any other country because we can't cultural appropriate.
Want to try that again?
See, it's a fucking stupid word. Shouldn't even be a thing.
Yeah. So really, they could only get the white guy moves, which is mostly Chuck Norris things.
Can you guys get an interview with the guy who does the voice of Smithers? Just so you can get him to do the, I've got a worse word for it, cultural appropriation.
It's just, cultural appropriation. I'm so sick of that fucking word. I'm so sick of how stupid this is. Everything. Seriously.
Anything that gets in the way of me and tacos is stupid.
That's fair. That's a fair way to think of things.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Everything I do, I think of how many steps to tacos.
Oh, see, everything I do it for you.
Oh, well, thank you.
That's true.
And I'm doing it for tacos, so you're doing it for tacos, too.
Oh, that's great. It's like it's almost full circle.
It's very cyclical.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Like, last night I had fish tacos. How many steps?
What about meatloaf tacos?
Well, I've never tried that. Is that
a thing? That's just a beef taco, I would believe, right?
Maybe with some pork in it and ketchup for some reason. Yeah.
I'm glad you guys are talking about that when there's a civil war coming. That's great.
Oh, that's fine. They did always say the South was going to rise again.
Well, how much more can we talk about how much we hate this nonsense that's going on
in the world,
in everything,
our current timeline?
Well, all of our news outlets are able to talk about it 24/7. So
you know how many?
Right. Well, they got to fill 24 hours of content, you know, every day.
Is that why they're making a big deal of CNN on a guy that's being punched by Donald Trump?
I think so.
Because they just ran out of shit to be outraged about.
Yeah, it's June or July.
I'm going to be honest
with you.
Well,
you can't say that. You can't say it that way, don't you?
When it comes to what's going on.
The J word.
If
that's you.
No, not anymore. Not in this climate, man. You can't even say the word now without being called a Nazi.
I can't say June?
No. You're Nazi now. Alt-right sympathizer. Congratulations.
Thank God we're in July now.
Congratulations.
No, because
it's July.
Thank God we're
in July.
Fuck. Anyway. Yeah, we can move on.
You guys have a good 4th?
Yeah, what do we do for the 4th?
Yeah, anybody having any fun? I just had a barbecue with a few family members yesterday, and that was fun.
Well, I went to Marie wanted to have a seafood boil on the 3rd at nighttime. So I went down to this.
Royce followed a trail of roadside signs that just had a blue spray painted crab on it that on top of it said crabs.
Live blue crab. So
I made him follow said signs until he got to the destination of said live blue crabs. And
long
and
story short,
he got me crabs.
Long story short, crabs. Both of them were imprisoned for 2 days and raped.
Correct.
It was a very tragic story. Don't follow signs that say free blue crab.
So we went over there and there was this guy who had actually really big and really nice blue crab alive. And then I'm like, well, you know, I'll take a dozen because we had a couple people coming over. And I'm like, man, should I? And by the way, everybody else that was there was black. Everybody else. Everybody. I was the only person that was
black. At the party or at the blue crab joint?
Blue crab joint. So everyone there's waiting. Now, at one point, it's a Hispanic guy that's back there.
That's good.
Who's steaming the crab, you know, because for $5 extra, he would steam the crab for you so you don't have to, you know, kill it and go through all that. So I was like, yeah, fuck it, steam it. So I waited. And while I'm waiting there, we see a guy drive off and he left like the produce, because they also sell produce at the stand, and he left the produce on top of his car. And when he drove away, like all his tomatoes went falling off. So everyone's like, oh, fuck, that sucks for him. Then the Hispanic guy walks around and he tells a lady, because here's the way it worked. There's like one guy when you walk up where's all the live crab and he would steam them. And then right next to him, there's a produce and there's a lady you pay, another Hispanic lady who has a credit card machine. So I went, you know, the guy goes, hey, did you charge him? And she goes, no, I thought you charged him. So this guy stole $150 worth of crab.
Oh, no.
And didn't pay and just fucking took off. And that's why the tomatoes fell off of the car.
He realized that they didn't charge me. I got to get out of here before they say anything.
Right. So he just fucking booked it and he left.
Wow.
That sucks. But yeah, then you got all your crabs and pre-steamed and you got some shrimp and stuff too with the heads on it. And
yes,
all.
I got a pound of shrimp. Correct.
And I get a phone call from Royce like breathless saying like, honey, I just got a bunch of crabs and a bunch of shrimp for like $50, and I'm bringing it home now.
Yeah.
Get ready. And I'm all excited.
So we did a seafood boil, and it was fucking great.
Yeah, I have cut some of my
fingers.
I've
never been to one. I've always seen them on like TV and any like half, the cooking shows or whatever.
Half my family is from the eastern side of Maryland, where you know Chesapeake Bay and Old Bay is like a thing.
You could have just said,
dude, I lived there for 2 years.
Yep.
Oh my god!
And so that good. I mean, that was exactly what I was craving. Like, I want to put newspaper on my table, just pile crab on top of it, and just get messy and dirty and
you
eat
got
crab.
You got Old Bay in the house?
I sprinkled Old Bay on top of everything.
Good.
Yeah.
So.
That's the wonder spice.
Indeed.
So, yeah, we.
Which Spice Girl was that?
The wonder spice?
We did that, and then we were in the pool in the floating thing looking at fireworks.
God,
and
that sounds horrible.
Yeah. And that was a lot of fun.
What?
It was a joke, obviously.
Yeah. Oh.
And then we went to. On the 4th, we kind of just hung out in the pool all day. And
yeah, it was mostly pool time. Drinking
Zelda.
Drinking land sharks with a little lime in it.
Yeah.
And I was floating in the pool. Like, I made Royce
give
me a
land
pool
shark,
floaty.
Land shark owned by Jimmy Buffett, that fucking hack. It's brewed in St. Louis, you fucking
liar. In St. Louis.
You fucking liar.
Margaritaville sucks, and flowered shirts are for faggots.
So sick of it.
I just got it because it was BOGO. But I
think Family Guy did it. Tommy Bahama, 60,000 drunk uncles can't be wrong.
And then we spent the whole evening deciding whether or not to go out because we live in Orlando, which is basically the...
I like to call it Holando.
I call it O-Town.
Not only the Disney capital of the world, but the fireworks capital.
How dare you disrespect that band?
Well, that's from
O-Town.
They're from here.
That's the whole point.
They are from here.
They're from here.
Oh.
That's why they're called O-Town.
Right.
And now it makes sense.
Yeah. I'm sure you're piecing it together as we speak. But
Batman!
Oh,
I get it.
Parents died
because of the bats,
right? So we were like, "Do we go out and fight traffic, or do we just stay home?" And so we didn't go out anywhere, and we were so grateful because we just went out to dinner and then came back, and then we noticed the entire neighborhood blew up with fireworks as soon as 9 o'clock hit. So we're like, "Oh,
mine did too.
We don't have to go anywhere. We're neighbors with pyros."
These degenerates, because we have like some sort of like a weird drought going on, and we have like really high fire hazard. And they were saying in the news like every other night, "Hey, if you get caught with fireworks, you could do jail time." Nobody gave a fuck.
Nobody
People were
cares.
Shooting off fireworks
Nobody
everywhere.
Cares. So we were over at
there are so many things that are like unenforceable that the government does.
Like, well, they'll be like, hey, don't use a lot of water because of the drip. Yeah, okay, fuckhead.
So we went
water
to
water my lawn.
So on Friday, we went to go see this this thing called The Experience, which is a Jimi Hendrix cover band. And we were over at Ramcat's house and Buttercup's house. We were hanging out over there for a bit. And we went over and saw them, and they were pretty good. They were a really, really good band.
The cover band?
Yeah.
So get this. The guy that was the lead guitarist for the Jimi Hendrix cover band Experience was the backup guitarist former backup guitarist for Hanson.
Whoa. Oh. Yeah, Lee Hanson.
And
that is some cred.
Apparently he was super into himself.
Yeah.
And he was making a lot of really dumb faces.
Yeah, actually, you know, a lot of people like to say I was like the fourth Hanson brother. A lot of people don't say that.
Nobody says
I
that.
I kind of was Hanson.
Yeah, I mean, I helped write, actually, M-Bop.
The M-Bop was mine. It was just going to be called Bop.
Yeah, it was originally Bop. And then I was like, yeah, what about M-Bop?
And they were like, that's great, man. You know what? You're like the fourth Hanson brother.
I was eating an ice cream cone, and I was like, And they were like, hey,
we add M-Bop. That to the song.
Hey. Everybody's like, nobody believes you.
Nobody
sir,
believes
you still have to pay your tab.
Yeah, I don't care who you know in Hanson, sir.
Sir, this is a Miller's Ale House. Nobody cares. Yes. Everybody in here is over 60.
So,
but yeah, we also got drunk that night and lit some fireworks that night. And
yeah,
have you ever heard of
my buddy Kenny shows up with his fucking truck full of illegal
everybody has that friend. You guys, yeah. My guy was Ben. You guys is Kenny.
Shows up with a truck full of illegal fireworks,
including two swords that light up.
There was these two swords that light up, and they were fighting with them outside.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
they were like awesome. Imagine
a video of it.
Imagine a sparkler, but it was on a sword.
Fuck you, friends. With Stannis Baratheon.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's pretty awesome.
It's on my timeline. I took a video of it, but they didn't actually fight with it that much. They more so, like, once they lit it, they realized it was lit, and they just kind of held it up in the air like Excalibur because they didn't know what to do with it.
We could hurt each other if we wanted to right now.
I'm actually surprised we didn't hurt ourselves even more. We were very drunk.
We had a Roman candle fight last year. I think I remember showing you guys a video of that.
Yeah.
And like this year we were recounting that going, that was really dangerous. Like, I don't know why the six of us thought that was a good idea.
I don't know.
Probably not great.
I mean, people like to role play every once in a while. It's fun to pretend you're from Chicago. It's not a big deal.
Right.
Yeah. So we were out there. Yeah. We saw the fireworks and that was fun. And I mean, that was pretty much it. Nothing too nuts.
No.
You know?
Saw some fam, saw some friends.
Yeah.
You said you did something. You had a barbecue, BBQ.
Yeah, with my mom and her new house, and we got a whole. She decided to like let us in on her single life these days, which isn't going well for her because she's trying to do like all the dating stuff online.
No. Is she on Tinder?
But my mom's 60, so she was trying like some of the older ones, like My Time and
Farm.
You know,
the older ones.
Huh?
Farmers only.
We're not saying
white
people.
Mom's like, I am never stooping to that level. I was like, Mom.
Dutch, I have an idea. Dutch, can you talk to your mom and can you let her please let us set up her a Tinder account for her? We'll get her hooked up.
No.
Why not?
Show her your Plenty of Fish profile.
Yeah, POF, dog.
Yeah.
You let us set up her Tinder account. She will be a pincushion.
Does she want to get laid? Because we can get her late.
Yeah, we
will
get her late.
I don't know. I didn't know the answer.
We will make your mom a dick magnet.
But no, she was basically telling me, like, just, you know, just the horror stories of, like, yeah, this one guy matched up with, like, had an oxygen tank. And I'm like, I'm not
Jesus Christ.
Old.
An oxygen tank?
He puts out.
So, yeah, he fucks.
Oh, he sure. fucks. He totally fucks.
But yeah, no, she was just telling us about all that kind of stuff because my dad recently got remarried, and so we decided to ask my mom, and she was just like, "It's been a fucking nightmare." No,
how awkward are holidays still awkward over there, dude? They have to be, right?
Who actually asked for the divorce?
No, my dad doesn't. My mom and dad are never in the same room whenever we have things.
Oh, really?
So.
Like ever?
Nah.
Wait, what anymore. If a wedding happens?
Who left who?
Well, they did have a wedding. Well, my mom left my dad because
and he got remarried first.
Well, my dad. My dad decided that he was having fun outside of the marriage, and she found out. So
that's never good.
So he left first. He strayed.
So he let the dogs out.
Woof. Woof.
Definitely left them out.
Again, it doesn't have to be Tinder, but what about Hot or Not? How about Baby Steps?
She's done a few different ones, and she's finding no success in any of them.
I feel like all relationships involve the dude getting side pussy, and just all successful relationships are arrangements in which they somehow got around that issue.
Yeah. Right.
Like every relationship, at least going nowadays, way back to the beginning
that's,
of the time.
That's the case, yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. All dudes in the 50s and 60s, they were all fucking getting side puss. But women were like, nah,
presidents.
Yeah,
but it was a lot harder to find out back then.
That's another
because you didn't have social media networks,
and then you didn't have fucking tattletales hacking Ashley Madison.
All I'm saying is, listen out there,
you're fucking tattletales.
Listen out here, you dumb broads. All right, enjoy the fact that
there's no need. There's no need.
Oh, my husband's cheating on me. I'm in a loveless marriage. Who fucking pays for the house and gives you your stupid room in the basement for your dumb pottery that nobody ever buys and fucking takes? Up down. Why don't you be grateful? You be fucking grateful. Oh, I have an art studio. Well, now you're not gonna have an art studio. You're gonna have a fucking studio apartment. That's what you're gonna have. That's what you get for leaving me.
Merch is just skeet shooting all women right now.
You get nothing. Good day, sir.
Good day, sir.
Oh, you have an Etsy account? Well, good for you.
Who fucking gave you $40 to bail your brother out of jail when he was fucking when he peed on that park and they gave him an indecent exposure charge? Me.
And your little slap bracelet thing on Etsy is costing us money.
Exactly.
I can't keep buying them for you.
They take out.
I'm your only customer, Sharon.
I've been buying things from my office computer, so you feel better about yourself.
You understand that? You know that?
No. I'm wearing 10 slap bracelets of yours
right now. I have an entire drawer at the office filled with them. Filled to the top.
You're losing a husband and a client.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. By the way, I'm going to Yelp review you. How do you like them apples?
How do you like that? Eat a dick, Sharon.
And then Yelp reviews are 4 out of 5 stars. They're not bad.
Not bad. They're pretty good slap bracelets. I mean, she's my ex-wife, but I'm not going to lie. The craftsmanship is there.
And guess what? Guess who's going to fight for custody of our son? Not this guy, because you wanted to name him Skyler, so you can have him.
Jesus Christ.
Have fun with that.
I'm pretty sure that's a girl's name.
I'm going to start over.
You know, it's weird. My mom's actual name is Sharon.
Oh, are you fucking serious?
No,
oh,
I
dude.
Was totally
that
kidding.
Wasn't
no,
on
I'm
purpose.
With you. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Holy God, yeah, that would have been hilarious.
I should have just let it go. I should have just let it go.
I was like, no.
I can't be a liar.
I was like, I picked the quintessential white woman name in a loveless marriage. Like, Sharon.
That was not my mom.
Holy shit.
Oh, that was close.
It'd be
okay, go.
Great if it was, though.
That would have been fucking hilarious.
I can just
let you guys go for.
Just for the sake of anybody who thinks me and Dutch don't like each other, I genuinely felt like shit in that moment. He looked at me and I went,
at your face
oh,
in the
God.
Camera right there. You reeled for a second. You were like, shit.
I was trying to have a little fun.
Yeah, but Dutch would have called you in the middle of the
night. I should
have
let that go.
Dutch would have called you in the middle of the night like, dude, it was a lie. I didn't mean that. I've been up all night thinking about it. I can't handle lies.
Again, Dutch is not a good liar.
I'm a terrible liar.
He is probably.
Oh, I have such a poker face. I tell everyone.
Probably one of the
worst. Don't give me lies to tell. I won't do them.
Don't give her lies. Give her sweet little lies. Sorry about that. That was my fault.
Yeah, it was your fault.
Sorry. Should we try to move to a story, Maria?
Should we keep talking like this? We should probably do
that. Did Ryan give up then?
No, he's still trying.
Oh,
why can't
we have? What's going on?
He has
AIDS.
We have a company policy that when we start the meeting, we shut the door. Whoever doesn't get here for the meeting, sorry, you're out.
Apparently, he has an inferior version of the internet than all of us do.
What is he using? Netscape Navigator?
I don't know.
You know, Dutch, how some corporate structures, they have what they call an open door policy? We have a closed door policy here.
Usually it only takes them about 10 minutes to figure it out. It's took him 42 minutes so far to figure this out. So we'll see if he figures it out.
See, I've tried to tell Ryan that, you know, a radio show, it's much like
a call from the actual Skype program, not from a browser.
But a radio show, it's much like an aircraft or a shuttlecraft. You can't just launch it and then open the door halfway through because somebody decided to show up. So you have to just go. We're going to the moon without you, Ryan.
We're going to the moon! Pope infuriated after cops raid drug-fueled gay orgy at Vatican priest's apartment.
Yeah, he was mad because they stopped his party.
Yeah, no, he was mad because he wasn't invited.
Aw, usually the popes are invited to orgies. at least in Pope history. The Vatican is facing fresh embarrassment after police broke up what's being described as a drug-fueled gay orgy at one of its priest's apartments. According to the New Zealand Herald, Italian newspaper Il Fatto Quotidianito, whatever, is reporting that Vatican police raided an apartment in June at the former palace of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith.
That's a lot of words.
It's a ton of words. It's too many words. Shorten your name up. To break up an orgy taking place.
I hate when that fucking happens. You have one fucking gay orgy, and all of a sudden you can't be in the Vatican anymore?
There's a bunch of fucking narcs.
Oh, my God. Fucking tattletales.
I know.
What's wrong? I'm telling you, what's wrong with this country?
What fucking timeline are we living in where that's the most boring news story?
Isn't that funny?
That's out right now. It's like, it's the most, that's to be expected. Like, you know what I mean? Catholic priests, boys. And you know what's funny? Can I just say something? I was just suspended from Facebook.
Oh, yeah, again.
2 weeks ago.
Having a gay orgy in the Vatican?
No, but before this story just broke, yesterday, today?
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, I was suspended on Facebook for a month for saying the phrase, Catholics are to children's buttholes what Muslims are to crowded shopping malls. 30 days off Facebook. Now who's the fucking asshole? Can I just say this?
No, I'm laughing at the fact, first of all, hilarious line. Second, what part of you thought that Facebook was going to let you stay on there after that?
I don't know.
Especially the climate that we're in these days.
Here's the thing, though. My 30-day ban is not even close to up yet. Okay?
Oh, you're looking for a reason with a line like that, buddy.
We are now at the 50% mark of my 30-day ban. We have already had a Catholic child sex scandal and a Muslim drive into a crowd of people. And I still don't have my Facebook
back.
You
still don't have your Facebook pass, yeah.
Well, but I'm the asshole.
You're the asshole, exactly.
Yeah. Mersh, well, you have a gambling problem.
Seriously, I should sue Facebook out of principle.
Ooh, can we?
Oh, that's so funny.
Tell me what I said wrong, Zuckerberg.
But that's the point, is that you know full well they're going to get mad at that. You don't care. I love that. That's so funny.
At this point, he was banned forever, and they're not going to enforce that. So.
Yeah, no, now that I figured out that they'll never actually permanently kick me off Facebook, I'll take the suspensions.
So you think that you can just keep getting...
You don't think they're really ever going to get rid of you?
Not for the time being.
Is it just always 1 month probation now for you?
Okay, yeah, no, it's always an automatic.
All right, who's within the show right now? Who's been suspended? How many times has everybody been suspended? I've been suspended zero times.
I've been suspended 4 times now.
Four?
Yeah, I know. Merce just fucking kicks my ass.
You just have to sit there and count.
No.
What were your times in Facebook jail for the 4 times?
It was, I had 3, 3, 7, 30.
You had a 30 day?
No, I'm sorry. I had 3, 3, 7, 7.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Sorry. 3, 3, 7, 7.
You got 2 threes?
Yeah.
Wow. What'd you get, Merce? What are you looking at?
Well, I mean, honestly, it's one of those things where it's so many 30-day bans at this point.
How many 30-day bans? How about that? Can we guesstimate?
Yeah.
You guys want to guess how many 30-day bans?
How many months out of...
Oh, I thought you guys wanted to guess.
How many months out of 2016 to 2017 have you not been on Facebook through your main profile?
2016 to 2017? We're in 2017 now.
Think about this. This is great.
I've got 2 30-day bans this year, and we're in June.
Halfway through.
So 2 months.
I had 2 last year.
Mm-hmm.
And
what were they? What are these? What are they all for? The same thing?
Oh, my God. Yeah, just saying stuff that's like just being a dick.
Okay.
Just being a dick.
How many times was it for your Guns for Tards?
Okay,
project?
Now there's
almost all of my suspensions have been for like cleverly worded things that people are like, God damn it, that's funny.
Someone in the chat is now named 1 week suspension.
I got a 1 week suspension. No, I did get a one. I got a 1 week last year for on Jeff Ray's profile, my comedian buddy from Tampa. Who is a homosexual.
Oh, all right.
But I mean, Jeff and I hang out with Jeff more than anybody else in Tampa, and he's a very smart, he's kind of, you know, he knows what's up. He's hip. So, like, he and I have a lot of fucked up conversations. I called him a faggot. I called him a faggot hipster on his Facebook one day.
Yeah.
And, no, but check this out. He laughed, even liked it. Somebody else reported it on his page. I got fucking a week off for that one. Guns for Tards got me the permaban.
Perma? I thought you said only the most is 30 days.
Well, no, here's the thing.
Mersh
has a theory. They told him that they were permanently banning his account at one point, and at one day I was scrolling through my timeline, and Mersh popped up again. Mike Sheely popped up again, and I was and I said Mersh a message. Go, hey, you sure your account is permanently banned because you're popping up on my timeline? And he went and checked, and he found out, holy shit, my account's back. After they told him, what was the quote? You will never.
Yeah, I posted a screen cap of it one day of the email I got, but they basically told me we will not be reactivating your account for any reason.
Yeah, there you go.
Final email.
Any reason.
And then
did it say because of hate speech, because of this, that, and the thing? What was it?
No, it was for being a habitual offender, being chronically in trouble so many times.
Once you're in jail, you always go back to jail.
But then also because the last fight I got into was with a bunch of mothers of developmentally disabled people.
Facebook needs to work on rehabilitating people back into Facebook.
You only do 2 days, the day you go in and the day you come out.
Well, yeah, and the 28 days in between.
All right, well, The Wire is a good show, is my point.
Yeah, that's what I always wanted to tell the characters on The Wire. The day you go in and the day you come out. Well, no, the 4.5 years also in between when they're raping you in your butthole and you can't smoke cigarettes.
Well, you say raping is also in your butthole,
those are days.
It's a bad thing?
When you can't smoke cigarettes afterwards.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair.
But yeah, no. So that's I actually did get permabanned, and then they just let me back. And then I talked to a few people that I know in the gray internet area.
Which that's another thing that we're going to talk about
that,
second hour, the dark web.
I talked to not the dark web.
Deep
but
web?
Like the gray web.
Not as dark.
Yeah, I don't go into like the child porn heroin, you know, hitman part of the internet.
There's a lot of
I don't go into that.
There's part of the dark web that's not that.
But then that part. That's why I call it the gray web.
I got you.
Really terrible Jedi
order.
Fucking that they made up and that George Lucas completely disowned. But
now it's going to be part of the new movie.
But no, so I discussed it with some of those internet savvy people that are in certain fringe groups, and they told me, yeah, you basically got your shit reactivated because you're on some kind of, you know, say hello to the FBI and say hello to the NSA because you've posted enough things and you have enough mutual friends that they were like, yep. And the government's having a legitimate problem right now. They're having a very hard time trying to differentiate between shit posters and actual, like, bad people.
Well, because everyone's a shit poster, but not everyone's a bad person.
Yeah, like, every bad person's a shit poster,
but not
every shit poster's a bad
person. Programs that will actually search out just things that people would say, like, you know, the faggot word and things like that.
Or they're just looking at who you're friends with.
Or Spick, if you say Spick, that I think that they liked how they banned me. They just auto-found me and banned me.
That's hilarious that you're Hispanic and you can't even say that.
Isn't that funny, right?
I have a lot of, like, I have a weird friends list. Like, I have people on my friends list that are in prison for murder. I have friends on my friends list that are in Black Lives Matter. I have fucking crazy Saul Alinsky protege Mark Danaram who wants to blow up the government and give bottled water to fucking poor minorities all the time, and I don't know what his
allegedly
deal is. I have neo-Nazis, and I have Matt Parrott, who's like a KKK, but like, I have a lot of weird people.
So basically, you're not discriminatory against peoples of different beliefs.
No, I like the best of the best, the craziest of the crazy, the fucking funniest of the funny,
the
people that push the envelope. And there are people on the BLM side and people on the fucking neo-Nazi
that are
side
funny,
that both fascinate me. And we comment on each other. Like, I moved up a notch in terms of who my internet friends are. I'm not fucking around with these plebeians anymore.
So if there was an equivalent, it would be like when you start watching porn, you watch a guy and a girl fucking, but after watching so much porn, now you have to watch 5 girls getting tentacle fucked by some octopus that's getting raped by a dude who's getting raped by another dude.
All right, can I write this down?
Yeah.
That's good. So I'll give you a couple links later.
All right, thank you. Preach.
So it's the equivalent of that, but with Facebook commentary.
It's just
that,
yeah, I have to talk to people that are absolutely fascinating, or I just want to kill myself. Like, I'm in a strip club all day. I want to die. Those people are just so, the banality just beyond horrible. So I see people like Jeff Ray, or I see people like the crazy people online, and the 4chan, those people are fascinating. They are fucking smart people. They're nuts, but I'd rather be around nuts.
Oh, yeah, no, they're nuts.
I'd rather be around nuts.
So what now, Mersh, you were telling me before the show, we forgot to bring this up. So after CNN did that, what we talked about earlier with the whole Reddit thing, what happened on 4chan?
I'm not put. Let's just.
What are you allowed to say?
Let's just say that turnabout is fair play.
Okay. And let's just say that certain people at CNN's personal information is now being leaked online.
I'm not saying that. No. Nobody's saying that. All I'm saying
no,
is...
No. I'm not. No one's saying that. I'm saying...
No one's saying it's your fault.
That's not your fault.
I'm saying...
You're reporting what you see happening.
We're on the ground. Do it in Alex Jones' voice, and it's fine. Alex Jones' voice, you're fine.
First of all, it's coming from me exclusive right now. What's happening is, turnabout's fair play. You guys wanted to out this one fucking random Reddit poster... But there's literally hundreds of you, and you're all famous and rich, and you all live in one city.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, that was one thing I was thinking in the back of my mind when you guys first started talking about it at the top of the hour.
I'll say this. These are the guys that spent 6 months doing training exercises where they kept finding Shia LaBeouf's flag in increasingly retarded remote places by tracing wood patterns and birds flying in the background. Now... You've done goofed.
Orlando,
you gotta piss them off.
Orlando Mo says, "Oh, where do I find that that porn?" Referring to tentacle porn. Jeff Ray says, "Oh, Kurt Eichenwald's Twitter feed."
That's actually dead on. That's
Kurt Eichenwald is a works for what is it?
New York Times.
New York Times. That's what it was. And it was at news for New York Times, and he was sharing some anti-Trump thing, but he didn't realize that he left a tab open from a screenshot, and his tab was for all tentacle porn.
So I guess what I was saying is basically
look,
CNN.
What we're saying is tentacle porn is kind of hot in a really weird way.
And then his excuse was that his children didn't believe it, so he was pulling it up to show his kids. So he admitted to showing his children tentacle porn.
Is this similar to the one that happened not too long ago as well, where it's something similar to like it had anime porn and it was like some
was
sort
same
of thing?
Same thing. Same thing.
Some different or same guy?
Same guy.
Same situation.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I heard the excuse was somebody sent me a screenshot and I just posted what he sent me. It wasn't my browser, is what I heard.
There was a lot of weird excuses with that whole situation. But anyway, I do want to tell you guys in the media that it's going to get really fun. And these guys,
fun. How much more fun can it get?
They have chased Shia LaBeouf out of three countries. on one website, and you guys.
Now here's the thing: let me point this out.
They drove Shia LaBeouf over the edge of fucking insanity.
Yeah, they made him lose
chased
his mind.
Him across the world. And here's the thing, CNN. They didn't even really care about Shia LaBeouf.
Not even a little
they
bit.
They just wanted to know they could.
They were bored.
Now,
exactly.
Now you have given these animals agenda. When you out somebody who does something goofy.
It was a fucking...
Now you fucked up.
It was a training exercise. It was just a training exercise. And now they've pretty much learned from the Shia LaBeouf thing how to get on rooftops, how to get past security, how to fucking use laser pointers to cut down rope. Yeah, trust me, dude, you have your own basically a citizen-based intelligence community.
And it's only getting smarter.
Yeah,
it's getting more.
It's like a fucking AI that's just constantly improving itself.
Yes.
It's like the Borg.
Challenge me with your capture the flag game.
Shia LaBeouf, was a fucking warm up.
It's like the Zelda round one versus Zelda round 100. It's like you do a couple side quests and then you're prepared for the greater mission.
CNN realizes what's about to happen to him?
My advice to CNN for the next month. Listen to zero of the news tips you receive. Don't go anywhere. Don't do anything. There's going to be a massive waste of your... You're going to get harassed.
They poked a very large hornet nest by doing what they did.
Oh, I hate hornets. And
you know
wasps.
How many fake news stories they're going to get sent out on all over the place? Just like dumb shit.
But here's the thing. What we're imagining what they're going to do isn't even the tip of the iceberg of what these guys are actually going to do.
Dude, you know what
they're
they
gonna
did?
Get even weirder with
do
it.
Do you know what they did at one point to Shia LaBeouf?
What? What'd they do? What'd you do?
They took a picture, like, on the property he was staying at.
What'd you do?
While he was there and didn't even take his flag. Like, they did it the day before. They just took a selfie and they were like, I was here,
I
motherfucker.
Know where it is.
And then they just were, dude, I'm telling you, you are, I don't want to say it. I'm not condoning, can I don't even know how to do this legally on the air. I'm not condoning this kind of behavior, but it's not outside the realm of possibility to see these sick fucks taking pictures like inside these assholes' apartments while they're like, trust me when I tell you they're that insane.
Yeah.
Where they would do something like that, where they would get in
are
and
they
take
insane?
A picture
or
and
are
be
they
like,
just
hey,
trolls?
Jake Tapper. Personally, when I'm on the shitter, I read better stuff. Like, they'll do shit like that, and you're going to go, oh, my God.
Because, well, here's the thing with these guys is the risk-reward of the risk of getting arrested for trespassing, the reward is a lot greater of doing something ridiculous like what he mentioned and having everybody in that community praising it.
Thank God for all you crusaders out there on 4chan. You
have been 100%.
Oh, my God, you've been the best. And to think that Shia LaBeouf was just warming up for something better.
And
keep
no,
in mind, 4chan is also,
was,
they're the same website that also tricked BuzzFeed, CNN, and the CIA into thinking that Trump liked to have Russian hookers pee on him. And they ran that story, too. And the CIA included it in an intelligence briefing.
Like, why the hell not at this point?
They have fucking, they have trolled you
trolled
you and trolled you again.
No one knows how to separate news from bitches peeing on people anymore. Like, we don't know if it's news or not. Is it news?
If I pissed off 4chan, there isn't even a word to describe how quickly
I would be issuing
an apology.
Do you understand how far I would distance myself from you?
I would be like, I am so sorry, and if there's anything I can do to help your cause, I would sound like an ISIS prisoner as I apologize to them on a webcam.
They're a very strong force to reckon
with. If you're not trying to make 4chan an ally,
they have funding.
Yeah.
There's people that like are on 4chan and have money that are just like, I'm all for the cool cause. Like, it's
just for fucking
it's
around.
The idea of freedom, like this militia.
So
that
are you saying that if I become a millionaire, I should fund pet projects like this just to fuck with people instead of giving it to like charities?
Yeah.
It's a lot more effective, more fun this way.
Oh, my God. And it's helping to fight. For the last,
I mean,
it's
are you
the
saying
last
instead?
Fight.
Are you saying instead of gambling, it's more of a thrill to put money into projects to troll people?
Yeah, to watch Shia LaBeouf melt down, I'd have donated to that. I'm not saying I would have broken the bank, but I'd have chipped $20 into that Kickstarter when he was just having a meltdown. You boys deserved it. Salute.
Is that where most Bitcoins go these days?
Can we send people, like, for an 8chan, can we figure out a way to send them care packages like we do with the troops? Just send them, like, dip and, like, socks and stuff?
Bugles.
You know what I mean?
You gotta send them bugles.
Oh, no. They need Mountain Dew Code Red and Fire Cheeto Sticks.
No, they like Rip Fuel and they like dip and they like socks.
Like socks on your feet?
Yeah, socks.
Yeah, they're big on that.
Why would
strong
they be,
sock game.
Why would they be big on socks?
You fucking only have like
who doesn't
three
like
pairs
a good
of socks.
Sock?
Yeah, when you have like three pairs of socks and you're treading around the desert up for 6 months, yeah, you need socks.
You need socks.
They're always happy for a clean, fresh pair of socks.
I guess I just never really thought about it.
Yeah.
But I guess socks are pretty good.
Yeah, they're pretty wonderful. All right, why don't we get a break? When we come back,
don't tell me what
we'll
to do.
Actually hit.
Why are you yelling at me? Why are you telling us what to do?
Well, I mean,
this isn't fair.
You are getting a little aggressive.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Hey, listen. Is your mouth tiny and small? Then why don't you come to our Little Bits?
Little Bits.
where the food is tiny. It looks like regular food, but really tiny. You can put it in your mouth and eat it. Nothing gets stuck in your lips. It's just tiny and tiny and fits right in. Fits right in.
Little bits.
We got tiny lasagna, tiny pizza, tiny pie. Mmm, little tiny fried eggs. Oh, shit. We got tiny people.
Little bits.
You hungry? Come on down.
Little bits.
Eat some shit, you stupid bitch. Just kidding.
Second hour, Hippo Juice Show. 954-573-2780. Hippo Juice Film on Skype. Add us there. We will add you. You can talk to us.
I'll add you. I apparently have to add you to talk to you.
Yeah, Skype made us become more personal with you guys. Thank you.
We have to be Skype friends to be friends.
Subscribe to Hippo Juice on iTunes and all the other places where you get RSS feeds.
All of them?
All the other places that you get them.
Okay.
Well, welcome back. Hopefully we get into some stories, and maybe we'll get Ryan on here in a second, too.
God willing.
There's been a lot of behind-the-scenes Skype issues going on.
Yeah, Ryan's been ghosting me, and now Joel is ghosting me, I guess?
Well, I mean, I see Joel in his camera.
I mean, on Skype, he's been bouncing, so I don't know. I don't know what Skype's doing.
I see.
He keeps kicking me out.
There he is. Hey, Joel.
Hey, buddy.
There he is. Again, we have our issues with Skype, as everybody with Skype does. Like, if it's just one person on, it's fine. But the moment you do anything more, it loses its mind.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know what to do.
For years, it was fine. And then
for years, it was never fine. It was always the worst.
But it was the only thing that we had available. Should we try a hangout again?
Yeah, at some point.
Maybe off the air we can talk about trying it again.
We say it all the time. We have fucking Stockholm Syndrome for internet phone calls.
Yeah, let's see if we can't try. Maybe Google's got their shit together. We'll try it next week.
Well, here's to hoping.
Nobody says that. Maybe Cowboys. I mean, no one really says that.
Nobody says that, no.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm two glasses of wine in, and
well,
I have
by
two
the way,
glasses
two glasses?
Wine.
These are home pours, by the way. And if you don't know
no,
what a home pour is.
No.
Let me explain what a home pour is. A home pour is not when you go out to the bar, they give you an exact pour. A home pour is you leave it there for about double the time. And that's what happens with the wine. I poured that for you, so don't tell me that's
it's
a
normal not like
glass.
The bottles get bigger when you take them
oh,
home.
Oh, God. Are you
it
guys still arguing about wine?
It still holds four glasses.
Yes.
I don't know what he's talking about.
She was yelling at me earlier.
Because you weren't listening.
She was like, wine. I'm like, okay, it's fine. I get it. Relax.
No, you had this confused look on your face like I was speaking
Greek.
Well,
but it was like, it was more of a, I'm processing it. Okay, fine. But you were like.
I was giving him specific instructions.
Bruh, she was giving me instructions like I had to get the ring to fucking Mordor. And I'm like, chill out. I'll go get you some wine.
I was like, Linda,
you're not listening.
Yeah. I was like, Merce, there's one bottle open right now with one more glass. It's yours. Just open up a second bottle so I can have some.
I was like, dude, relax, you fucking
and
upper middle
understand.
Class once
by
a
way,
week wine drunk.
By the way, can I say Winking Owl at Aldi, $2.98, and it is really good wine.
I'm drinking mine out of a tumbler.
That's correct.
I'm drinking mine out of a glass that's the size of a bottle, so I could drink a whole bottle and in one glass.
Sunny D, all right. Florida woman struck by lightning and then gave...
Everyone from Tom. Florida is
hello.
Stupid.
Hello.
We know that we will go free wildlife from the river.
Mama, he kicked him in the knee.
Florida woman struck by lightning and then gives birth. A 26-year-old Florida
woman. Does she have to get struck by lightning to give birth?
This sounds like the plot to the movie Powder.
That's not what I learned in school.
This sounds like the plot to the movie Powder.
But you know what? Everything is a science nowadays, right? So, yeah, sure.
Jury's still out on science.
I'm going to get hit by lightning and get pregnant. That's the next article on Vice.
A 26-year-old Florida woman. Yeah, well.
Though, I mean, that's a healthy age to get struck by lightning, if you ask me. Before 26, like 24 and under, you're too young. You can't. Your body can't handle lightning strikes. But if you go 30
so
and over.
Saying, like, you're saying the 26 and over for, like well, renting, like you have getting enough, struck by lightning is like renting a car.
You have, like, bone. I got it. Like, under 25, you can't rent a car. Your bone density isn't strong enough to handle
none
lightning strikes.
None of this
strikes.
Is scientific, by the
so,
way.
So, me and my wife are having a baby. Yeah, we're actually, we're flying her out to Tampa. We're doing it all natural. We're having the lightning birth.
Oh, those are good.
Where they shoot you with lightning. And it's great because all the contractions are over with in one shot.
Do you need a midwife for a lightning birth?
Well, actually, mine's Back to the Future theme, and the midwife's going to dress like a doc. It's going to be great.
A smoking baby just pops it at you and fucking 50 miles.
Do you think that the baby's hair would always be standing up on its ends?
Oh, shit. That's hilarious.
Or do you think the baby would have immediate Parkinson's?
Da-da-da-da-da.
Is this all right? So anyway, back to Raiden from Mortal Kombat's origin story.
No, this is the remember the movie Powder?
Yeah, of course.
This is the plot of Powder. She was struck by lightning. The mom was struck by lightning.
Ooh.
Yeah, and Powder, the baby came out albino and then hung out with Jeff Goldblum. A 26-year-old Florida woman was struck by lightning Thursday, then gave birth to a baby boy. Megan Davidson.
Is lightning one of the risks that older women face when having, like, you know how, like, when you're 36, doctors worry this about you?
That's one of the side effects of Boniva, increased chances of getting struck by lightning. Not many people tell you that. They don't tell you that,
but
it's true.
Sally Fields did not tell me that.
Former conductor?
Correct.
Wait, could you just read the first sentence of that story again?
Well, I'm very happy to, sure.
Sure, I just don't.
A 26-year-old Florida woman was struck by lightning Thursday and has given birth to a baby boy.
And all of you pathetic mortals will now bow before him. Our new prince of lightning. His name is Rangor.
I called him Thor, for he is the god of lightning.
Megan Davidson was in a gated community in Fort Myers. La-di-da.
If her kid's not named Thor... This woman's already made a mistake.
There's something wrong, right?
You're a piece of shit.
Well, he could be named Zeus.
You know.
Okay, that's not
Zeus is okay if you're Greek.
Correct.
But
Thor, I would go with Thor, right? Still,
if you're anything but Greek.
I mean, I guess
Thor,
you could also name him Chris Hemsworth.
And like you said earlier, Raiden would be great if they're Asian.
Raiden would be a good backup.
Yeah,
okay.
Don't correct me, Dutch.
Don't say the wrong thing, Marie.
I wonder if Elon Musk offered her money to name him Tesla.
Megan Davidson was in a gated community in Fort Myers.
I thought that was protected from lightning.
No.
What, the gates?
Yeah.
What? You think science
works?
Yeah,
the gates prevent from robbery.
Basically
assault?
Blacks and lightning is what you're saying.
Marie's confusing lightning with minorities.
Yeah.
Aren't the gates operating also? Wait, don't the gates operate as lightning rods as well?
I'm sorry, but most of my nieces and nephews are not half lightning, Marie. Grow up.
Half lightning.
You know, thunder only happens when it's raining.
When it's raining. Megan Davidson was an A.
It's not true.
The only time I'm happy, by the way.
It's not true. Threewood. I called her Threewood.
She's drinking too much.
Threewood Mac. I'm going to put this down.
Thank you. Megan Davidson was in a gated community in Fort Myers as a series of heavy storms moved through the area.
Well, obviously they were heavy. It's not like, a light shower and a fucking god of lightning was born.
The lightning strike occurred at 4:30 p.m. 4:30 p.m. A first responder saw Davidson on the ground when they arrived. She was then taken to a local hospital, South Florida television station.
She was then taken to fucking... God damn it, I forgot the name of the place. Where's Thor from?
Valhalla?
Valhalla.
No.
Van Halen.
Something guard.
Sammy
Asgard.
Haygard.
Asgard.
Asgard. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. The baby was taken by Idris Elba to Asgard.
Never seen again.
South Florida television station NBC2 reported Davidson was a week away from her due date. When the strike occurred, prompting doctors to deliver the baby. Davidson was in critical condition on Friday. On Monday, she was upgraded to serious condition. The hospital did not provide information on Owen.
What superpowers the baby has?
Exactly, because I want to know what superpowers the baby has.
This baby has to have superpowers.
Baby
if
totally
not,
has superpowers.
My entire fucking childhood is a lie.
Okay, we
if
need
this
to,
baby does not have superpowers.
We need to follow this baby to, like, puberty, because, you know, it always happens at puberty.
Yeah. Yeah, because honestly, if this kid can't... If this kid is not at least levitating forks with his mind when, by the time he's 12, then my... Seriously, like, Saturday mornings lied to me. I'm very upset.
Yeah.
What is that?
A Raiden.
Raiden.
Oh.
Now, here's a claim.
Don't ask me why I have these sound effects.
In Argentina, on June 30th...
Argentina.
On June 20th, they found...
Say it like a Vita.
In Argentina...
Thank you.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What was it again?
In Argentina...
In Argentina... In 1806, Shang Tsung brought together the... Oh, never mind.
All I think of the is the character select screen music.
Yeah, that horrible...
You know what I'm talking about? It's really bad, like the Mortal Kombat 2.
Well, because even when they ported it to Genesis and SNES, where they had way better MIDI players, they just used the arcade. That... Oh, it was horrible.
Let's see if I can find that. I think I can find it.
Round two, fight.
Let's see if I got it here.
This baby's gonna fucking destroy me.
Oh, you can!
Here we go.
This is it. Now read the story.
Okay.
This is way better.
I got it.
Oh my god.
This is so much better.
In Argentina. In June 20th in Argentina, they found.
The judges also would have accepted the green guy from Street Fighter. We left him out.
Okay,
Blanca.
Well, that's fuck. I almost forgot about Blanca. God damn
it! Just hold down and tap, tap black kick,
which is Spanish. Which is Spanish for white. In Argentina, they found a lot of Nazi memorabilia, like statues and pillars and. All this shit, because...
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, hey, everybody. Newsflash. People in Argentina have good taste. What's your point?
Well, now this story came out that a 120-year-old man in Argentina... claims... A 120-year-old man in Argentina claims he's Adolf... Claims he's Adolf Hitler.
And hey, watch out for that Adolf Hitler. He's a bad egg.
Don't cry for me.
Look, there's the
Adolf
picture. There's
Hitler.
The picture in the chat.
He could more easily pass for Buddy Hackett.
That's fair. Truth is, I'm 128.
Well, you know, we got to kill the Jews there.
Although it's universally accepted that the famous Nazi warlord committed suicide in 1945.
Yeah.
Or so they claim. Mm-hmm.
Called Hermann Guttenberg.
Patton wasn't going to let the Soviets get him.
Has given a rather different story to the ultra-conservative
Argentina
newspaper.
I hate you.
And isn't it actually the Argentina?
I'm doing this like reporters. You have to pronounce the
No, I know what you're doing, but I still hate you.
I don't like you culturally appropriating their language.
I have to start again. Although it is universally accepted that the infamous Nazi warlord committed suicide, in 1945, a man named Hermann Guttenberg had given a rather different story to the ultra-conservative Argentina newspaper El Patriota.
That means the Patriot.
Yes. Guttenberg claims he arrived in Argentina at the end of the war with a fake passport.
Between filming Police Academies 4 and 5?
No, you're thinking of Steve.
Oh.
With a fake passport produced by the Gestapo. He is, in fact, the Führer himself. Some might wonder why...
Mein Führer?
Yes. Well, some might wonder why Guttenberg has been hiding for so long. Well, he says, I've been blamed for a lot of crimes.
He fell in the bathroom and broke his hip, and he's been trapped in there for a long time.
That I've never committed. Because of that, I have to spend more than half my life in hiding from Jews. So I've had my punishment already.
I believe
already.
It's pronounced Juden.
You're right. And why now? Well, Guttenberg says it's finally safe to reveal the true identity because the Israeli secret services have finally abandoned a policy for pursuing Nazi war crimes. He even claimed he will publish an autobiography under the name Adolf Hitler. However, Guttenberg's wife...
Is he waiting for the Statue of Limitations to run out on...
War crimes?
Yeah, I don't think there's a statute of limitation on war crimes.
However, Guttenberg's wife of 55 years, Angela Martinez... says there's no truth to the story, and her husband is, in fact, suffering from dementia.
Well,
let's talk about what's important.
Hey!
I want to talk about what's important.
He's on.
You guys, I've come to the conclusion, and there is zero humor in this, Mersh, like anything I say, I'll beat you to the punch, that you guys use Skype simply to annoy me. Your plan is to make me die, and there's no other reason why you would use it.
Can I rebut that real quick? Number one, yes, it is all about you, as always. And two, yeah, it's our fault for having
stuff. Well, here's
stuff
the thing,
is
I got on just fine.
Yeah, literally. It's not a conspiracy.
I've been on the entire show. This is what's crazy.
Ryan, I'm gonna
nothing else gives me issues at all with anything ever. I could literally hack a Gibson with this computer.
Nobody can hack a Gibson.
Nobody can hack a Gibson.
Hold on. Hold on, guys. I just need to make this clear. I got off the toilet just now from pooping to come make this clear.
Okay?
I'm the one that fixed fucking Skype. Just so you know.
It's Ryan's fault.
From the toilet? Yes. He gets too mad and too angry, and then he just turns into an ape and starts hitting
Ryan,
shit.
I'm going to tell you what we basically need to tell everybody that was born after 1994 also. It's you being terrible is not a conspiracy. There's no major thing against you.
I agree with you, but the thing is that I'm not terrible, and anyone who thinks so is because it's a conspiracy.
Ryan, I've heard you play guitar. You're terrible. Anyway, so how you guys doing? Zing!
Now.
18, you have to go back to pooping? You pinched one off halfway through?
I am pinching it in, Royce.
All right, go stop turtling. Knock it out.
Seriously.
Knock it out.
We can't all do a show with a boner here.
Yeah, seriously. Come on.
Have some respect.
Go knock that
decorum.
One out.
Jesus.
You know she was thinking of a hero from Mariah Carey when she pinched that turd off to go home.
I always think of
I thought Hero by Foo Fighters.
Of fire type music
Enrique,
in the background. Yeah. I'm going to go help my man.
I can be your hero, baby. No, Mariah Carey's. There's a hero.
I think Foo Fighters' hero is way more appropriate for the intensity of holding an
opponent. Somebody pick a hero.
Being fair.
If I'm picking a soundtrack.
I guess pastrami and cheese, Dutch, for mine.
No, that's a gyro.
Oh! No, hero.
Ooh, can you get?
Wait, how about the third option? The Johnny Five. I need a hero.
Oh, you're right. I'm holding on to a poop for the end of the night.
For the end of the show.
There you go. There's another one. See, $1 million stories. 18 creepy true stories about the deep web.
Oh
now,
my god, are you clickbaiting it now?
We were talking about the deep web.
Mm-hmm.
Number eight will shock you.
Sorry. I do hate all of this.
None of them shock me.
What is it? No,
this wasn't one of those clickbait things. Yeah. Well, I mean, Malia's the one who found it, so whenever she's done taking a dump, she could talk about
can
it.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, no, we're good.
Did she see the title and then click the link and then read the article?
No, actually, we were talking about it, and then we Googled it because I had heard many weird things, so we were trying to find some stuff. It was not clickbait.
Reddit user Clutch says he was on Tor, which Tor is the way you get onto the deep web. Tor is this specific browser that hides your IP and hides all your shit.
Tor.
Right. Reddit user Clutch says he was on Tor browsing like usual. He goes to eat food at Five Guys, comes back, more Tor. They find a picture of him eating at Five Guys.
What?
Yeah, on his browser. So somebody took a picture of him eating and then posted it back on his own computer.
So they were following him to Five Guys?
Oh, that's weird.
Reddit user Baby...
That's uncomfortable.
Reddit user... By the way, Reddit people have the terrible screen names. Reddit user Bacon Boy Loiter reports, in CompSci, we often get bored and dick around. One day we ran into the deep web. The most disturbing site we found was a comprehensive guide for cooking human women.
Wait, you're skipping all over the place, Royce. Yeah. You went from number three to number four.
What's the way
you
loaded?
Are you reading the names?
All right, you know what? Executive decision, or at least can we all make a decision that Royce can't read this? Marie has to.
Can I just ask a question?
Fine, I don't care. I don't want to read anyway. It works for me.
If you're gonna cook a human woman, would more or less most standard recipes still apply? I mean, you know,
make
the same stuff with chicken, beef.
Where's the filet mignon? That's what I want to know.
It depends on if the person works out a lot or not, from what I've been told.
Right. I'm just saying,
going to be gamey.
Have a lot of A1 sauce on deck just in case and just dig
it. Yeah. But you have to finish reading. It's not just about cooking women. Finish reading what it says.
Go ahead, Marie. They voted for you to read
Finish. I'm going to start ahead, back on number one because Roy skipped to number four.
I like Marie.
Number one on the list of 18 creepy true stories about the deep web.
There you go. You got it. You wanted it. You wanted it.
With 28 minutes until a hard out. Let's go.
Number one is hello, Mr. Insert your last name. Reddit user BigWiseGuy55 reports,
oh my God,
I posted a comment on a video, and when I went back to that page to watch the video later, someone replied to my comment saying, that is very astute of you, insert Mr. My last name. I didn't internet for like a week. My last name is not a common one.
Yeah, except for your username is probably the same as your Gmail or your Facebook or your Twitter, and they just backward search you in 2 seconds and found your last name.
All right.
That's not that fucking crazy.
Okay, well that was number
this
one.
This is why Royce was skipping stuff, because not everything is good.
See, I know what I was doing, but you guys voted for her.
I didn't read it, and Royce didn't preface what he was doing, and it makes it confusing for
everyone.
Right,
because I was, running a show, and you to shut your mouth and let me do it.
I don't want to shut my
mouth. You're doing it poorly.
Hey, whatever. You fucking wanted poorly. This. Keep going. Let's go all the way. All 18.
Hey, I stand by my decision.
Number two in a list of 18 creepy dark web stories.
You're going to fucking fight this one out.
We see you. From Reddit user Fake Fakington. This was back
fake
before
underscore faking.
Yep. This was back before Google. Web pages were, for the most part, still very basic HTML with JavaScript. Hardly anyone used CSS.
More like HTML, am I right?
Only discussion boards and some banking sites had anything approaching a mature front-end, back-end combination, etc. Early net, real deep web story, not just one about illicit activities online.
Stuff. Yeah.
I was browsing random blogs, GeoCities sites, and the like, just going from link to link. Eventually, I came upon an odd page.
No love for Angel Fire?
Seriously, fucking what's wrong with that? I already hate this because there's no Angel Fire.
He said, and the like. It appeared that random thoughts from different people, but for the time, it was very well designed. The messages seemed to be cryptic in nature, like several people trying to pass secret notes. I started through the source, and hidden in the comments of some of a JavaScript were various IP addresses. I gathered all the IPs in a text file and began enumerating. Some were routers with banner messages that I could telnet to.
Just nerd stuff at this point.
Is it sad that I actually understand like 70% of this?
Just finish reading till the end, though.
The default Cisco credentials from back in the day were most of them, but I didn't poke around. A few of the IPs were web servers with little and nothing to do on them, mostly Apache or Linux or some BSD. At least one IIS server,
I don't know what any of this means.
I finally came upon a web server with a huge directory of HTML files and TIFF images with a few smaller subdirectories containing the same. NS lookup returned no reverse records for the IP. A visual route traced it as far as Colorado. The HTML files appeared to be records a psychologist or similar mental health professional would keep. The images were of faxes, apparently both military and medical in nature. As I browsed from subdirectory back to the parent, at the top was a new HTML file named something like onehellothere.html. The timestamp was from right that minute I opened it, and in plain text was a message, we see you. No quotes, all lowercase. About 15 seconds later, the server dropped.
Okay.
So basically everything that was hidden was people who have gathered faxes and mental health records from all sorts of people, from psychologists and military and government. And they keep hiding them in all these places. And somebody saw someone was poking around, and that's why they gave them that we see you. So someone has literal, like, TIFF images of faxes of all sorts of, like, people's mental health notes from their psychologists.
And once you start going poking around, they're like, yeah, we know you're looking around.
Right. Has anybody else been? I've been on the dark web before. I've been on Tor browser. Anybody else been on there?
No.
Am I the only one?
I've never really had a need to disguise what I was looking for.
No. I was just curious because there's like certain things like, remember like, for example, that Silk Road thing?
Yeah.
It was huge on the dark web. Where people would like buy weed and drugs and all.
Oh, you bought any type of gun you wanted. Child porn, like guns with scratched off serial numbers.
Right.
It's pretty bad.
Right. So that was up there for a long time. And they would like drop ship weed to wherever you wanted it. And there was some other stuff. Like, if you go on the deep web, there's sites. And I was curious. That's why I went on there, honestly. And there's sites where they will sell you stuff that they bought with stolen credit cards, and you get like a fucking new MacBook for $200, and you have to buy it with Bitcoins. So that's what's out there. You know, when they get
the dark web and legitimate legal weed business right now are just fueling the Bitcoin wildfire.
You think when weed goes federal, you were saying that you think Bitcoin's going to die?
I don't think it's going to die, but I think it's going to lose some of its major
value. Last I checked, wasn't it like $3,000 for one Bitcoin in the stock at this point?
Yeah, it's very overvalued.
Inflated, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not going to lose any money because the drugs is like something like 3% of what it's used for. As you keep reading, you'll see on the dark web, Anonymous, actually, one of the few things they did that I liked, about maybe 8 days ago or so, they shut down 44 individual child porn and snuff porn sites off the deep web.
Okay, so they got
44 in a day.
They got 1% off.
Yeah, basically. I mean, but what was the craziest thing was that Anonymous shut down more child porn than the U.S. and British government has done in 15 years combined.
Yeah, but British.
Well, yeah, that's because, to be fair, less people in Anonymous are probably active pedophiles.
That's true.
That's probably the problem.
But the point to that is that's where the money is. That's what Bitcoin's used for.
Human trafficking.
Child porn
sex.
And
have you
human
looked up
trafficking.
Pizzagate.
Yeah.
Number four in the list
God,
of 18
she's really
creepy
doing all
dark
of
web stories. Well, sorry, that was number three, which was the one Royce jumped to about the guy going to Five Guys and then getting a picture of Five Guys.
I want to hear four. I want to hear the human meat one, please.
Four was the human meat thing. So,
read it. We didn't read the whole thing.
All right.
Finish reading.
You're reading human meat.
Start reading it already.
Reddit user Bacon Boy Loiter reports, in CompSci, we often got bored and dicked around. One day we ran into the deep web. The most disturbing site we found was a comprehensive guide for cooking women.
Yummy.
We're not talking about a short joke here. This page had information on what body types to use for specific cuts, how to prepare these cuts, and how to cook the girl so she lives as long as possible. It horrifies me that people way worse than the freaks on Criminal Minds exist.
Yeah, but it's also the fact
that crock pot.
They could just be fucking around, too. Like, you know, there's no, you know, they could be just messing with people.
You know, or these people could just be trying to, you know, obtain knowledge, better themselves. You don't know that.
Well, I met this kid from Mexico, and he's, like, from the jungle part of Mexico, and, like, they have this ritual where, like, certain times of the year, they, like, literally get a cauldron out, and they cook women.
That's
like,
why
slow
Trump,
cook them.
That's why Trump wants to build that wall.
Yeah, that kid that you talked to is a liar.
Yeah, he's a liar, or he's an ancient Mayan.
It's a documentary. It's for real.
You saw a documentary? You talked to this guy. Which is it?
Just listen to
me. He's an ancient Aztec. Is that what you're telling us?
I've seen the movie Apocalypto, and the one thing I learned is Mel Gibson hates Jews.
Yeah, I think your friend just has seen Temple of Doom too many times.
Yeah.
There is a movie, it's documentary style, and I can't remember what it's called.
It's called Cannibal Holocaust.
Oh, my God. I showed this to Ryan. This is crazy. They actually had to go to court.
Is it for realsies?
No,
had to go to court to prove that they didn't actually kill the people in the film.
Is it a Holocaust that's being perpetrated by cannibals?
Okay,
or
so
are the cannibals
well
being
done horror
Holocaust?
Movie
no,
that
it's like
they,
these Holocaust people that go to like the Amazon and they find these tribal people and they kill off the documentary people like one by one, and like one woman they like spear her through the vagina out the throat.
It was the
for getting raped by the documentary guys.
It was the first found footage horror movie ever made. It was way before
its
time.
Yeah, in the 70s. It was so good.
And it was so creepy that it's super famous that the makers of the movie, they had to go to court. They had to endure trial because they did not believe that that was a film and that people were not truly murdered in the Amazon.
Every actor had to show up.
They got put on trial for 4 counts of murder in the first degree. They literally had to fight it for years because no one had ever heard of that concept.
Was this before or after the Blair Witch Project?
The 70s.
I'm actually asking because Blair Witch Project was definitely before. Okay,
yeah,
before CGI or anything. Was
yeah,
crazy.
The thing about it, like Ryan just said, is since there's no CGI, it looks.
What are you
it
wearing on your
so
head
real.
Right now?
Me?
Yeah, is that like you have like a pharaoh wig on your head?
Yeah.
Royce, could you pull this up?
Yeah,
real quick?
I do.
Yeah, sure.
I do.
What is that?
A pharaoh wig. Yeah.
What is that?
That is a
good camera angle. It was a good camera angle, and then Ryan just made it worse for no reason.
I feel like I'm watching a porno that somebody filmed with their phone. Jesus.
Exactly.
So hold it together.
There you go.
There we go.
Well, I'm talking about
that's not her head.
Who cares?
I know, right?
What were we, what were we even talking about?
Talking about that head thing on her
head. It's just a headband.
Sorry, I got distracted by her hair on my head, Dutch? Headwear, yeah. Whatever the fuck it is, it's on your head
hair
right now.
Hat.
She's a really big fan of Queen Latifah and Living Single.
If that's exactly what I was thinking.
With my hair hat?
I have a problem with you in general, but we'll go to
hold my hair. Hold my hair, Ryan. I need to kick his ass. Hold my hair. If you haven't noticed by now, Dutch, obviously I wear a different color hair every fucking show. Hello.
Does anybody else now just feel like they're watching a cam show? Like, I'm not going to give you guys any tokens.
Well, you can. If you go to jasmine.com, you can see me and Ryan do it probably every other night.
Tokens.
This
is not your platform to plug your weirdness. How about we get on to what we were talking about?
Oh my God.
Hold on, stupid. Shut up. We're talking about the story that you brought up.
Is that just watch, like,
can we get on with the list? No.
I would love
found,
to, but, like,
right?
five
Ryan?
People are
yeah.
talking. I think I went cross-eyed. Number five.
Marie, start from number one. We got off track.
Number five in the 18 list of creepy dark web stories says, don't click random.
I want to.
Reddit user right NeverLurking77.
Jesus.
Learned.
So there was 76 other ones that were never lurking?
Correct.
Okay.
Learned their lesson. On the deep web once upon a time, I was browsing Tor. I paraded myself over to the hidden wiki and hit the random button a few times. What happened next scared the ever-living shit out of me. There was a web page that took longer to load, even by Tor standards. And when it finally loaded, in giant black letters on my screen, it said, "You better start running." Needless to say, I almost shit my pants. Anyway, haven't been back since. Yada yada.
2 out of 10 would not browse again. Number six, one hitman, please, from Reddit user I am Sharkfin, a website advertising a hitman. His service is costing increasingly more bitcoins based on the type of targets. I don't remember the exact. Okay, so that's basically a CIA person.
It's basically the game. Yeah. It's basically the game hitman, except escalation.
Except he still sells his services to kill children.
Well, that's not
that. Yeah, actually, I looked it up further because I see, you know, because it's just.
Because you need to hire a hitman.
Trolls.
Seriously.
Because I need to hire hitman. Now, people are trolls, so obviously I looked it up further, and that's a legit thing. He is a legit hitman. He was initially on Silk Road. Now he got his own thing going, and he is still at large, as they say. They're unable to track him down as of yet. So you can't figure out if he lives in Texas, like anywhere near you guys.
Here's another
one. Only you can't figure it out.
Number seven, drug raid from Reddit user self-aware aim bot.
Oh, that's pretty funny. That's pretty funny. That's pretty fun. An aim bot. Right. AOL Instant Messenger.
I lived in a fraternity house my junior year.
Away messages were the original Twitter, by the way.
Correct.
Hey, bro, out at the pool. Thing. Be back in it. BRB.
You hear the doors? I always get so excited when I hear a door open.
I lived in a fraternity house my junior
year.
You've
got mail.
Woo! With about 16 other guys and about 45 in the chapter overall.
That sounds like a porno.
We had actually been arguing about drugs in the house, about half of us saying it's asking for trouble and the other half using the chapter house as a haven from campus security. I was on the side of the former. Early on in the school year, a couple of guys asked me and some other more internet savvy people about deep web. I explained basically what I did above and I didn't really hear anything else about it for a while. After a few months, some of the guys started talking about buying things off Silk Road. Mm-hmm. I assumed they were just lazy and trying to get cheaper weed. Turns out I was incorrect. They had ordered about $5,000 worth of MDMA and acid.
Jesus, $5,000 worth of MDMA and acid?
This came to life.
How much MDMA is $5,000 worth?
Not as much as you'd think.
Four pills.
Maybe they save in bulk.
Dutch looks like the kind of guy that would have to pay that price.
Yeah.
You know? Like he just looks like a successful white guy.
At Coachella. Yeah.
They'd be like, how much is two Molly tablets? $800.
He called the Molly tablets.
I look like that kind of guy? Dude, I'm really trash. You kidding
me? No.
Like
but what I'm saying is, I'm not saying you're not the kind of guy who wouldn't be able to immediately turn it around on them. I'm just saying that you look like they'd be like, like 800. You'd be like,
come on, dude. Don't fuck
with me. Listen, I've seen Dutch.
Yeah.
No.
I've been out with Dutch.
I differ.
I've been out with Dutch in a different way than everybody else in this entire show has been out with Dutch. Trust me. Sure. He doesn't fuck around. Yeah.
Are you talking about when we were in Long Island?
Oh, yeah. We were fucking.
Oh, yeah. When you got garbage juice on you?
Oh, God. Yeah, that was a fun night.
Yeah, I remember that story. Yeah, but I get it. But just Dutch at first glance, he looks like the type of guy who would tell a cop, "You can't arrest me. My dad's a judge."
Yeah. Yeah. Totally. But then you find out Dutch is actually more like the kind of guy to actually just shoot a cop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, this is going downhill real fast.
I may look like one way, but then no, Mersh has a good...
No one in a V-neck shoots a cop.
Shut up for a second. Mersh is actually, he's like, okay, I may look like that type of way, but like I actually am the type of trash that I would shoot. Yeah.
I'm the guy that the cops would pull the guns on and make me get on my belly. And I'm less likely to do anything to
him. I'm sitting there, I'm the one walking back going, guys, we have to get so fucking mad right now. I'm like walking back towards
them.
Steal
their car and run them over.
You're yelling at me going, dude, what are you doing?
Dutch is the guy who shows up for his DUI hearing but wearing a really nice Men's Warehouse suit. Like, you know, he's not, you know, he's still not
I have done that. I have done that once before.
Yeah.
Mersh is the type of guy that... Mersh, how many times have you heard a cop say this? Look, I know you have coke on you. Just be honest, sis, so we don't have to search you.
Right.
Just about as many times.
It'll go much better for you.
Just about as many times as I steely-eyed looked them in the eye and said, absolutely not, sir. And they've had to go fuck themselves. And then I went
like, well, I'm not going to search you because if I put my hands in your pocket, I don't want to get stuck with a needle. So
yep, and then I went and I finished my bags of cocaine.
Like an adult.
Exactly.
Like a man.
Like a gentleman who had things to do in the afternoon.
Do you know how many people have been arrested for being like, okay, I'll play ball? No, don't.
Never
like,
play
look
ball.
Look them in their eye Never in front of witnesses ball. And go, I know my rights, sir. I don't have any drugs on me. Bring the dogs.
But I have a lot of needles in my pocket.
You tell them, go ahead and bring the dogs. And then you sit on that curb and you pray they don't have a dog available.
Yeah.
Like everybody else.
You hope it's too hot for them to bring the dog out. Okay.
Oh, fuck. You ever live in a tourist town in the summertime? It's awesome because they'll be like, you're like, fuck you, bring the dog. And there's always like only an 8% chance that dog's coming.
Yeah.
You're just like, go ahead, motherfucker. And then you sit there for 45 minutes and they're like, dog's not coming. You're going to have to let him go. Cut him loose.
If you do bring the dog, you have a biscuit in your pocket and you bring it out. You're like, hey, what's up, buddy?
You broke up there, Dutch. I'm sorry.
You totally broke up your joke.
Oh, I did?
Okay, don't worry.
Your joke totally
flatlined. It wasn't that funny.
No,
we all know it wasn't that funny.
No, we know that. That's why we wanted to hear it.
Can you repeat it?
I'm not that
stupid. Oh, God almighty.
Well, anyways, this fraternity guy was upstairs overlooking the parking lot, and a bunch of guys were outside getting ready to go golfing. I watched a car pull up slowly and followed by another one bolting around the corner. The guys on the ground tell me that the driver of the second car got a little too excited. Apparently, he jumped out of the car with a taser drawn and screamed, "Get on the fucking ground and or prepare to feel the thunder." Not wanting to feel the thunder.
That's very funny.
Everyone complied.
You don't want to feel the thunder, bro.
The more level-headed agents went inside and rounded us all up to sit on the parking lot so they could search the house. I still have no idea what's going on at this point. After a little while, they explained who they were and why, or who they were after and why. The aftermath was two guys got arrested on felony drug trafficking. One got arrested with minor charges of possession. They arrested but didn't charge a fourth guy. He was the one whose house the drugs were sent to.
Send him to his house?
Yeah. We typically don't get mail sent to the chapter house, and they were trying to hide it. The guy had
no
idea.
Well, to be fair, I don't think $5,000 worth of MDMA is going to fit in a P.O. box.
Yeah, true. That's fair.
The guy had no idea what was in the packages. Another two guys got suspended for a year for suspected involvement. In the end, the two main guys got house arrest for the better part of the year and probation for a few years. The other guys all transferred except the one who didn't get charges. He was released and graduated on time.
I don't think that person said guys enough.
Guys.
You guys.
You guys.
Reddit user Diggin Kung.
Whoa, hang on. I'm going to out him. Diggy and Kung. Fucking ruin his life and his family and his career. All you Reddit users.
Way to go, CNN.
We're going to destroy
Reddit
you.
Users.
I will fucking crush you people. We are CNN. For sharing your funny pictures. How dare you share a funny animated GIF.
on my watch.
Destroy you.
Oh, my God.
Number eight, login screen from Reddit user Digicon.
Login screen? Like logins? Like Kenny Loggins?
Kenny login screen.
Kenny Loggins.
Kenny login screen.
Kenny login screen.
The password is Danger Zone. Sorry, Danger Zone 1.
All right.
No, hashtag Danger Zone 1, because now you need a special symbol. Character.
Right. Can somebody see on Twitter right now if at Kenny login password is, is available?
Picture a page with a plain HTML password field and a submit button.
Oh, just tell me what happened. Don't paint me a story. I'm not going to picture anything.
If you type,
obviously, still
if I
angry.
Wanted to picture something, you would just put the picture right there in the article.
Yes.
Make me use my mind.
If you type something wrong, the page just pops back up again. No error message, nothing. Now picture hundreds of these nameless blank login screens on the deep web.
Blank login screens.
Basically, someone's saying there's a bunch of blank login screens with just a password field, and you're not, like, you just have to guess the right password, I guess?
No, it's not that. It's people use it to, like, probably store shit online, and they use their own little login and stuff. That, not all of them probably notorious, I'm sure.
Notorious.
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 He is.
What did I do?
Fuck. That was great. Good job, everybody. I'm proud of everybody.
Wrong song.
Fucking white guy.
White guy alert. White guy alert.
He doesn't know it.
No, I actually typed in Notorious. That's the only song I had on that one computer. Hold on. What do I have on this one?
Forget it. I don't want to hear it.
It's fine. No, you know why you don't have it? Because you ain't down, bro.
Oh, that's the intro. That's not the one because
good job.
The one.
You're so good at this, Dutch.
Number nine. Who's there?
Knock.
I downloaded Tor, and with 20 minutes of downloading, it browsed random shit. I got a phone call, but there was no one there, and they just hung up after 10 seconds. I didn't even know if it was legal at the time, so that was enough to freak me out, and I stopped right there.
Stop playing that one.
I didn't mean to.
When they call you producer Dutch, do they mean you just produce?
They should say faggot.
You just produce fucking craters in the middle of the show.
Dude, I'm not good at this.
There goes Dutch. There goes
your cutie. Faggots aren't good at their job. Dutch, yeah, that's Dutch. Sexist appropriation.
Yeah, it's also the pot calling the kettle black.
Sexist appropriation.
But the pot calling the
kettle
fat. Number 10.
I think my dad stumbled across the black web, like 15 years ago.
African-American
web. There in his office, and he was on some, like, government site looking up stuff, and there was, like, this, you remember old, like, Windows 98 where everything looked, like, gray? And it had, like, the little 3D block.
Everything was very acetone, yeah.
Yeah. I remember something popped up, and it said he had 15 seconds to get out of where he, to turn his computer off.
He's a Russian hacker.
Did you say acetone?
Yeah.
Acetone, I think he did.
Sepia?
Sepia?
What did I say?
He said acetone.
What's acetone?
We knew what he meant.
Sepia.
Can I say I'm colorblind?
We don't know what you mean.
I'm colorblind.
Sepia is not color.
It's like the old CP Western like flyers.
Sepia is like black and white if you spilled coffee on it.
Yeah, it's like
except
the like,
brown and white.
Like
yeah.
The old wanted posters.
Yeah.
Sepia.
It's all one tone.
I knew what he meant, so I agreed
Why
with him.
Why are you
because,
helping him?
Well, because he needs help.
Hey, fuck all you guys. How about that? How about all you fuck off instead? Why don't you shove the entire dark
can
web
we reset
up your ass?
For a second?
You're right. We should start at one.
Yeah. All
right.
We're
more than halfway through, guys.
I know you'd rather see me die than see me fly.
Royce, we know. Royce,
I call all the shots. Pop all the tops.
By the way, I think Joe. I think Joe Cepetone, wasn't he like a New York Yankee?
Yeah,
York
he was.
Dodger?
He was a mobster.
Brooklyn
Dutch,
Dodger.
Don't ever play songs that Royce thinks he knows the lyrics to, because he'll just keep singing it to prove a point. Number 10.
I call all the shots. Pop all the drops. Rock all the rocks.
Does he know that?
He knows all the words. Stop playing it. It's interrupting everything.
Sorry.
10, a mysterious job opportunity.
We'll still be on top. Down to the stop.
Call me on a yacht.
10 years from now, we'll still be on top.
Yo, I thought I told you that we won't stop. Yo, like, oh, we gotta do the hey, Mert, we gotta do the
roly. I think it was Mace.
We gotta do the roly. We gotta do the side.
You mean how good is Mace?
You just turn our show into a karaoke fest.
You're a karaoke fest.
Stronger than your valley, me gets to be your day. Be your way.
I even stole your thing.
Be on your way.
This is your fault, Marie.
Time here and enough time here for you to shine here.
This is my fault because I said Notorious and then you started playing this song.
This is your fault.
No, better yet, I started singing it.
Okay. I was dancing like a loco.
And Dutch plays the wrong song.
Go ahead, Marie.
We're all dancing. Everybody's having a good time. Leah's shaking her titties. Everybody's having fun. And I'm bigger than the city lights. I don't know why you're mad, Marie.
Yeah. You ran out of words, so we had to say yeah.
We're getting drunk off $3 wine.
To actually hit the post on the end of the rhythm on that
rap
beat.
He also ran out of ass.
Marie, can you start at
only so many ass.
Marie, can you start at one again, please?
You're yelling at me, and I don't like it.
Okay, sorry.
Aww.
Just for that, I'm skipping 10, going to 11. Close call. Yeah.
It's 8:55. I love how
we're
going to
make
this happen.
Hurry up!
Let's get through the next 12 and go.
It was my third time on the deep web, and I was just looking around at sites. I found this one guy's homepage, and on the other sidebar, I saw a link that said, for journalists and people new to the deep web. I clicked on it, hoping...
This guy's an idiot, by the way.
How are you that dumb?
Hoping it was some interesting stuff and helpful information.
Oh, my God.
A new page opened, and a picture started to load. Thank God for my slow internet, because all that loaded was the head of an old Asian man with blood on his chin. I quickly closed the tab before the rest of the image loaded. To this day, I wonder what the whole picture was.
He's like, oh, so sorry. That is so... I can't get past the journalist went to the deep web and clicked on for journalists and people new to the deep web. As if like as if you're driving from Georgia to Florida and you're getting to the Florida Welcome Center. But, like, they're that nice there.
But why would you close it out before you saw what the whole image was? Like, what's how much of a pussy are you?
I'd
it's
have
just
to keep
an
going.
Image.
He says, number 12 says, I found an ISIS recruiting page on Tor, link from a hidden wiki.
Well, duh, that's not a surprise.
Yeah, that's got to be out there. Wizard Talk Radio says, Reddit user Coffee McHire, I found a radio station on Tor that was just people talking to each other, thinking they were wizards, but I can't find it anymore, sadly. I would fucking listen to that.
Oh, my God. Where was that?
I know a lot of people like that who think they're wizards. I could actually, I could arrange that for you.
14, do-it-yourself vasectomy kit.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was the creepiest thing. My penis was throbbing just looking at it. It hurt.
Do you see the epidural line and everything?
Yeah. Reddit user Busty Crustacean.
I hate the best part, names.
The best part of this article
see,
is their names.
Yes. I love it. Yeah, I think it's amazing.
Busty Crustacean said, I saw do-it-yourself vasectomy kit for sale. It was a kit of a weird dentist dentist tool looking hooks and some tubes. $20.
$20. Yep. There
number
you
15.
Go.
Unsettling.
Number 15, Captain Crunk says. Sorry. It's just always some weird name.
Number 15, unsettling pictures. His name is Nads with 5 Zs. I ended up on some site full of weird pictures of what looked like to be dead people. I noped out.
How are you not sure what that is?
I don't know.
Here's the thing is that these guys are talking about like things you can't just see on Reddit on a day-to-day basis. Like they're like, oh my God, the dark web. Well, just go to Reddit or 4chan. You'll see that there too.
Agreed. I saw some pretty weird stuff on the regular web.
You don't agree?
I'm hearing a lot of non-dark web stuff.
It's not what I said, you wiener.
Oh, shut up.
You are a wiener. You're a wiener.
I really wish Mace would tell us something
wiener.
About this.
I'm hearing a
wiener.
And by the way, Anthony Weiner's still free, even though he was texting with a child. Sexting with a child.
Number 16. Top.
Yet poor Jerry Sandusky is in prison.
Poor old Sandusky.
Poor old Jerry.
By the way, Merce, have another idea for a Facebook page. Free Sandusky.
Free Sandusky.
Number 16.
No, get that hashtag. This.
Get
guys,
that hashtag
no.
going right now.
Not a good
hashtag
idea,
free
please.
Sandusky.
Do me a favor, folks. If anybody can find me the nicest looking pictures of Jerry Sandusky.
I do not support any of this.
Numero DACCES train recording.
That's a lot of DACCES.
On the lighter side, Reddit user Tehan says, I once found a forum dedicated to sharing recordings of the automated messages that tell you the next stop on trains. People would post the recordings that they presumably made themselves, and then they would discuss them.
Sounds good.
And discuss them?
Yeah, what do you get?
So dumb. What could be the worst thing you could ever say on a train?
No, like, listen,
here comes the next stop, and we're slightly late by 3 seconds.
Yeah, you should listen to it. It's really good.
I almost understood the first part with the uploading it because there's a lot of like weird autistic people out there, like even the 4chaners that just love to archive things and they're just nuts.
It sounds
whatever. Like, but when you said discuss, I'm like, discuss what? Hey guys, they uploaded this thing. They threw it in English and Spanish. Going to Hempstead.
Train recording sound.
I think you guys you missed part of it. It's people who get on trains and they record themselves what stops are coming next.
Oh,
and they upload themselves. That's what Leah was talking about. It's people.
So basically
themselves.
A bunch of fucking stunted people on a train reliving whatever time they got molested as a kid on a train over and over again.
Super turned on about the fact that they're late or something. Like just weird shit.
Fucking
like that.
Something happened to every one of those people on a train.
And by the way, train recordings.
Or around a train. Or at least with a fucking Thomas the Tank Engine on TV.
And by the
or anyone who went to a train concert.
Or a train store.
And by the way, train recordings sounds like something that Beck would do. It sounds like a Beck album.
Trains! Trains.
But he
trains! Jing, jing, jing.
But he's only recording.
Every train on that album? Yeah, I know. I get it. He does a lot
Beck
of shit.
Beck is really good.
He used only train noises. He did a whole rock opera.
I'm actually, track 8 is the band Train that he recorded.
Yeah, that everybody knows that.
He only used steam engine trains because he doesn't like digital trains, only analog trains.
I like that the quote underneath it says, it haunts me to this day. I have so many questions.
Automatic grenade launcher, number 17, says Reddit user Blast338. One experimented with the stuff once, found lots of WTF stuff. One thing
that stands for what the fuck.
That stands for stuff he jerked off to and he doesn't want to talk about.
I thought WTF stuff, well, that's fine. One of the things that stuck around was the site selling military weapons. They had everything you could think of.
What was this website? Did he provide the? Did he happen to have a?
Do they have bunnies that poop atom bombs? Because I just thought of that.
Website was totally not militaryweaponsforsale.com.
Oh, that is a great name. Dude, they will
their URL from one of Dutch's sites?
Dude, they're never going to get caught.
I'm actually in the middle of like a lawsuit for them as far as naming rights for
and
that.
Ryan was right. That's the site / nothing more to see here.
they had everything you could think of. I really wanted the tripod mounted grenade launcher with the automated package. Number 18, explosives tutorial.
Last but not least. I had hit the normal Silk Road and shit. I was browsing and I came up on this terrorist bomb tutorial website. I noped out fast.
What
a wimp.
MK Robinson.
Seriously.
So here's to you, MK Robinson.
They've had those anarchist cookbooks online as long, far back as I can remember, like since AOL and Prodigy and all that shit.
It was a published book.
Dude, I remember years ago when we were in middle school and I was hanging out with a couple friends of mine. It was Kid Josh something and Mark Bancroft.
Did he just
Steve...
say a couple years ago when he was in middle
school? Shut up! Let him finish his story.
But I remember we were taught
usually when you have a conversation, one person starts, hey, I have a story I want to start telling. You just don't care about that. You just jump into it.
Okay, hold on. Dutch is trying to take the high ground because anytime anyone here starts a conversation, if we slightly missay a word, all you fuckers jump on and insult us and question sexuality.
Oh, hell yeah. That's the dichotomy of this show.
Thank you.
Yeah, so Merce just said a couple years ago when he was in middle school, and we got to let that one slide.
That's because Dutch hates me. He loves to
you
hate
said
me.
Sepitone is a color.
Yeah, exactly.
I did. Not me. Leave me alone. I didn't do anything.
And I was the one.
That's true. Your brother's that voice was at this point?
Yeah, Ryan, that was Royce.
You're both sexually ambiguous
and I'm not
and
defending
high.
You, Dutch. I'm defending Royce.
All right, everybody shut the fuck up. Go ahead,
don't
cuss
at me.
Go ahead, Merch.
I feel like it's not that big of a deal.
I kind of want to hear Dutch's joke again.
No, I didn't make a joke. I haven't made a joke all night.
Yeah, I know. Trust me.
Everybody's
trust me, we noticed.
Everybody's
exactly.
Just
I'm push a button guy. That's my entire role.
He's attacking everybody now. I don't know what happened
and
here.
If you were,
it's a fucking free for all out here.
Marie should have never drank.
You.
Fuck out, that man has a family.
I love this.
So much everybody my hates each other. Family.
Look at what I started.
Dutch started being mean, and then Ryan attacks his brother.
Okay, everyone focus.
I don't mind us shitting on each other.
Can we try and do a radio show and not talk over top of each other?
All right, fine. Mersh, you were hanging out in middle school, and what happened?
It's not really a fun story.
Now there's been too much.
He was hanging outside of a middle school in his IROC-Z wearing his fucking bomber jacket.
Let's get out of here, Marie.
I didn't get left out enough.
No, let's not get out of here, Marie. I say it.
You get out when I say we get out.
Royce, why you better?
No, wrong show. Fuck it, we'll do it live.
Oh, shit.
Fuck it, we'll do it live.
Rest in peace, Bill O'Reilly.
R.I.P., Bill. R.I.P., dog.
You're going to bounce back, bro. Don't worry. Yeah, you'll be Billy. Back on Compound Media in no time, buddy.
Yeah,
I actually really like my brother-in-law right now.
Bill.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah, I do.
Right. As in, like, intimately.
All right, guys.
No. Go, God. Hey, unless he was like, unless Ryan died and Marie was okay with it.
Jesus Christ. Can we? Okay that's with so Ryan. Weird. Oh, that's weird.
Okay with that. Ryan dying?
Hello, what about if I'm okay with
the
this?
The only thing I'm okay with
matter.
Is Ryan dying.
You don't matter.
The only
you
thing don't I'm okay with in that sentence
all
is Ryan
right,
dying.
We get it. Everybody's okay with that, Royce. That's not the point.
Okay, Merch is like, look, I agree with you, but can we move on?
Merch is like, we all want Ryan dead. We're past that.
I mean, I don't. That would just be my, like, the closest thing I have to Ryan.
Oh, my God.
I could make Marie happy, too.
Okay, it's getting weirder.
She's assuming that she's going to be bringing me tacos.
Oh, that's fine then.
Yeah, whatever she wants.
Yeah, get your mind out the gutter.
God.
Vagina tacos.
By the way. Come on, Mersh.
Come here, girl. So, Royce.
I'm not going to say why anyone's better. Cause
that's not the right show. This is Hippo Juice, and the Hippo Juice in the credits, I read the stories we didn't get to, only
this
the headlines.
Falling apart.
Sorry, Marie. Marie, what did we not get to
all
tonight?
Right.
Go ahead.
Tonight, we did not get to the 61-year-old man arrested for stealing women's underwear, saying he's been doing it for 20 years.
Yeah. Fucking hero. Shit.
We
fucking
didn't get
hero.
To American tourist urinating in Cancun Lagoon loses arm to crocodile.
That'll happen to you every time. 100 times.
We didn't
out
get
of
to ejaculating 21 times a month could reduce the risk of prostate
well,
cancer.
Well, then guess what? I'm not going to get it two times as much.
Yeah, I guess I'll get prostate cancer.
No gender question mark? Canadian parent wants first birth certificate without male or female designation.
Can we just
hey,
get
prostate
rid of
cancer
already?
Good luck racing liver disease.
And finally, North Korea hilariously launches ballistic missile ahead of U.S. Independence Day celebrations.
All right. Anything else? And Velvet, plug your shit before we get out of here.
My shit. Okay. @its_VelvetVega. And if you want to see me and Ryan have some fun, go to jasmine.com.
Don't forget Guns for Tards. Very important.
Yeah, Guns for Tards.
All right,
protect
guys.
Our kids.
We're out of here. We'll be here
bye.
Next week. Tune in.